them from using those restrooms.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. How are you, Sister Hall?
All right. Let me merge you in. Good morning. Truly, we thank God for another privilege, opportunity to gather in the house of the Lord one more time. We thank God for his goodness to us, his mercy, his love, his long-suffering. Thank God for those who've pressed their way to be here. We know that our dear brother man had a fall, but he is with us this morning, and we thank God for it. He said he hit his head, but we thank God that he was able to be out this morning. And so we're going to look to the Lord and prayer on behalf of our dear brother. And you know, we have Brother Matthew, Sister Holmes, Sister Lillian on the phones this morning, and those who have called in on the broadcast. We thank God for them, and we just ask God's blessing be upon his people today. Seems like the enemy is trying to do everything he can to discourage us, saints.
Mm-hmm.
But let us press on for the Lord.
Amen.
Let us not get weary, as the word of God tells us, in well-doing.
Right.
Let us fight on, because we know the enemy, that's his job. Job is to keep right on and keep trying and trying and trying until he defeats us. But let us keep pushing and pushing for the Lord and not allow him to defeat us in any way.
Amen.
Let us stand firm and tall and knowing that our God is able, as the word of God tells us, to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think by the power that worketh within us. So our God is able to bring us through even the adversities in life and all the little things that the enemy is trying to throw at us. God can bring us through.
Amen.
And we can be victorious in the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Shall we look to the Lord in prayer? Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of grace in the humblest way we know how this morning. We want to seek your favor and seek your will for our lives, dear Heavenly Father. We want to thank you, Lord God, for your precious word that was left on record for us. We want to thank you most of all, dear Father, for salvation this day. We want to thank you for the privilege that you have given us to be able to call upon you. Father, we don't believe there's anything that stands between us and this prayer, dear Heavenly Father, that will hinder you from hearing us, Lord God. So, Father, we're coming this morning on behalf of our dear brother man, dear Father. We thank you for this dear brother. Thank you, Lord God, for the longevity you have given him, Lord God.
Yes.
Thank you for 94 years upon this earth, dear Heavenly Father. And Lord, we understand he had a fall, dear Heavenly Father, on Friday, dear Lord, and bumped his head, Lord God, and he stiffened his body. But Lord, the dear brother got up this morning and found his way to the house of the Lord, and we thank you for that, Lord God.
Thank you.
But we ask, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will look in upon him, dear Heavenly Father, that thou would bless him and be with him, Lord God. Touch and heal him, dear Heavenly Father, in his body, spirit, mind, and soul, Lord God. He's still strong in his faith, dear Heavenly Father. He's still running this race that you have set before him. But Lord God, he needs you this morning, dear Father, in a mighty way, Lord God, to bless him in his body and strengthen him, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would be with him, dear Heavenly Father. Encourage his heart to run on. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, you would bless his request, Lord God. Even when I was speaking to him, Lord God, he started to say, let's remember those who are sick and shut in. Remember
yeah.
those who are homeless.
Lord.
Remember those who don't have anything to eat. Remember those who are out on the street. Brother was not concerned about himself, but he was concerned about remembering others, Lord God.
Yeah.
And but Lord, we thank you for this and ask that you would bless our dear brother in a mighty, mighty way. Father God in heaven, we ask that you would remember all the saints of God. We pray, Lord God, a special prayer and blessing for dear brother Matthew, Lord God, who's on the phone, who wasn't able to be out this morning. But we thank you for our dear brother, dear Heavenly Father. We know he's been going through, dear Heavenly Father. But Lord, he's been fighting on, dear Heavenly Father, and we thank you for that. And ask your blessings be with him, Lord God, in a mighty, mighty way. Remember his children. Remember his family as a whole, dear Heavenly Father. We pray that you would bless and be with them, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we ask that you remember Sister Sister Holmes, Lord God, not able to be out this morning. But we thank you, Lord God, that for the past several Sundays, she has been able to press her way to be here, Lord God. And we understand, Lord God, at 95 years old, Lord God, sitting on the brink of turning 96, Lord God, that, Lord God, sometimes the body doesn't move the way we want it to, Lord God. Not only at 95, but I'm feeling that at 61, Lord God. There are times, Lord God, when we're not able to move as we used to move. But we thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done for Sister Holmes, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for your blessings upon her, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the strength you gave her this morning, even to rise up, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, for giving her nutrients for her body, Lord God. And we ask in the name of Jesus that you will continue to look down upon our dear sister with favor, Lord God. Bless her in every way she stands in need of. We know on last Lord's day, Lord God, she was saying that her one eye, Lord God, she was having trouble seeing out of it. But Lord, you blessed her anyhow, dear Father. Lord, even on Wednesday night, Lord God, she was still having just a little bit of trouble, Lord God. But you still blessed her anyhow, Lord God. She was still on, dear Father, praising you and honoring you, Lord God, for all that you have done for her. Remember her family, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, that you would bless and be with them, dear Heavenly Father, as they minister to their mother, Lord God, in every way she stands in need of. Thank you, Lord God, for them being obedient to your word, dear Father. Oh, when you told us in your word, dear Father, that children are to honor their father and their mother. Oh, they've been honoring their mother, Lord God, in ways, dear Father, that would put some to shame, dear Father. And we just thank you, Lord God, for them. Father, we likewise ask that you remember Sister Lillian, Lord God. We thank you for this dear sister. Oh, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, as Sister said, touch her, Lord God. Heal her, Lord God, in her body, dear Father. Lord, we know, Lord God, if Sister Lillian was able, she'd be out, dear Father. Help her, Lord, to press her way, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, we know the enemy is busy, Lord God, but we thank you, Lord God, for this dear sister and ask that you would be with her, Lord God, and bless her, dear Father. Crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Bless her in every way that she stands in need of, dear Heavenly Father. We know her desire is to live for you, Lord God. And so we just ask in the name of Jesus that you remove all obstacles out of her way, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, that you would touch her in her body, Lord God. Touch her where she's feeling tired. Touch her, Lord God, where her strength has been abated. Give her added strength to face each and every day that you have allowed her to see, dear Heavenly Father. And we know Sister Lillian will give you the praise and the glory and the honor due unto your name. Father, likewise, we ask that you would remember Mr. Allen, Lord God. We've been thinking about him, Lord God, and his loss, dear Heavenly Father, of a family member, and ask that you would bless this dear man, dear Heavenly Father. Be with him, dear Heavenly Father. We pray for him in body, spirit, mind, and soul, dear Father, and ask that you would save him before it's a day and hour too late. Not forgetting Victor, likewise, dear Heavenly Father. Victor Jr., Lord, we pray for him too, Lord God, and we lift him up to you, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would speak to his heart, dear Father. Lord, we ask in a special prayer for Sister June Webb and her family. Lord God, we thank you for our dear sister, Lord God, too. Likewise, we know, Lord God, she is going through, dear Heavenly Father, but Lord, she's optimistic, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, she's strong in her faith, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, she's not wavering one way or the other, but she's standing true, dear Heavenly Father. She knows you're able to work, dear Heavenly Father, like no man can work, and Sister June has put her hand in your hand this morning, and Lord, we thank you for her, dear Father. Remember her husband Alonzo, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, a touch and a heal upon his body, Lord God. We pray likewise for her children, dear Father, her daughters, Lord God, her grandbabies, dear Father. A special prayer for little Stanley, Lord God. We lift them up to you, dear Heavenly Father, and we ask in the name of Jesus that you bless our dear sister and her family and every way she stands in need of, not forgetting her brother, not forgetting her sister and all of her family, Lord God. We just thank you for Sister June, dear Heavenly Father, and ask you to bless in the name of Jesus. Lord. Father God, this morning we want to thank you, Lord God, for all the saints being here this morning. We thank you for Sister Carol being in our midst, how you have blessed this dear sister and how you have been with her all on Friday, Lord God, how you lifted her up, dear Father, on Friday, Lord God, how, dear Father, she didn't have her accomplice, dear Father, Sister Roxanne, but oh, you blessed her anyhow. Oh, Lord God, you allowed her to sing to your glory and to your honor, letting her know, dear Father, that she had to lean on you just a little bit more. Oh, Father, I think of that song that Brother Jonathan often sang, let we need to learn how to lean and depend on Jesus. And on Friday, Sister Carol leaned, and she depended on Jesus, and you brought her through, dear Heavenly Father. And we say thank you in the name of Jesus. Father, this morning we ask that you would remember Sister Regina. We thank you, Lord God, that you blessed her. Blessed her, Lord God, that she's 79 years today, Lord God, upon this earth. We thank you for this dear sister. Lord, her testimony this morning, Lord God, when she got up, she said, I'm blessed. And we thank you for that blessing, Lord God. And thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done for her. I ask that you would continue to look down upon her with favor this morning. Yes. Continue to be her guide and her direction and the strength Sister Regina so desperately stands in need of. Yes. Oh, Father God, we want to thank you, Lord. Likewise with Sister Smith, dear Father. We know, Lord God, the enemy is trying her faith this morning. We know, Lord God, he's coming in, dear Heavenly Father, at every angle, dear Father. Lord, she locked her keys in the car. And then, Lord God, your outfit, Lord God, had a stain on it. But, Lord, I told her to stand strong, dear Father, because she said God is able, Lord God, to bring her through, dear Father. It's just the trying of her faith, dear Heavenly Father, because some would have said, I'm just going to go home now. But no, Sister Smith went home, got her keys, her extra step, and came back, Lord God. And, Lord, you're blessing her, dear Father, and we thank you for that. Father, we pray, Lord God, this morning, dear Father, that you remember those who may be still on their way, Lord God, and ask a special prayer and blessing be upon them, dear Father. Pray, Lord God, that you grant traveling mercies over the highways, Lord God. Bring them along safely over the highways, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would likewise remember Brother Levester. He's here this morning. You know his request. You know his heart's desire, Lord God, to see his children saved, Lord God. You know, Lord God, he calls out Angela, Jada, dear Father, and Tina's name, Lord God, along with William and all of his grands, dear Father. And we pray, Lord God, that you would remember our dear brother. Thank you for him, Lord God, and all your blessings that you have bestowed upon him. We thank you, Lord God, for Sister Lawrence Steen, and ask your blessings upon her too, Lord God, as she and Brother Maurice ministers to the children downstairs. Thank you, Lord God, for them, dear Father. Thank you for the children being out this morning, Lord God, to be in the Sunday school, Lord God, to hear your word, dear Heavenly Father. Ask your continued blessings be upon them, dear Father, in a mighty way throughout these summer months. Oh, Father God, we're not going to forget, dear Heavenly Father, to call upon your name on behalf of the Roba family, Lord God. On behalf of Miss Betty, Lord God, and her family, dear Father. Lord, we can just only imagine what she's going through right now. But Lord God, as we lift up our voices, Lord God, we are in unison, Lord God. We are in unity and oneness, Lord God. Lord, we are all grieving the loss of these beautiful children, dear Father. Lord, they were Sunday school children. They were among us, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, we were able to love on them and to hug them, Lord God. And, Lord, the tragedy of the other day, Lord God, has taken their lives, Lord God. And, Lord, Little Haven is still struggling, Lord God. She is still there in the hospital. I can remember the morning, Lord God, when I got the news about Olivia, Lord God. And they told us, Lord God, that we didn't know if she was going to make it. But the saints came together and lifted Olivia up to you. And so this morning, Lord God, we've come into this house. We have gathered in your name to worship you, Lord God, and to lift up Haven, Lord God. Lord, if it's your will, dear Father, please, in the name of Jesus, heal this child, dear Father. Oh, not only in her body, but she's going to need you in her mind and in her spirit and soul, Lord, when she realizes her two sisters are gone, dear Father. Oh, bless, dear Heavenly Father, we beg of thee. Remember Sister Miss Betty in a special way, Lord God. Remember this woman, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, we pray, Lord God, that you would rain down upon her, oh, your grace and your mercy and your love, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Father God in heaven, remember, dear Father, her son Charles, her father, dear Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father. Remember the children's mother likewise. We understand she's in the hospital too. And so we just pray for the entire family, Lord God, and also the family of God, dear Father, that we be lifted up in you, dear Heavenly Father. On behalf of this child, Lord God, we ask that you would bless and have thine own way. Oh, Father God in heaven, we just want to thank you and praise you, Lord God. As we gather in your house this day, we ask, oh, Lord, that you would be in the midst, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, that you remember those, dear Heavenly Father, who came out on yesterday. Remember those who said they would be in the house of God, dear Heavenly Father. Remember, Lord God, that Lord, one across the street, Lord God, Rob, he said he would be here, Lord God. And Brother Byron, I can remember his words to him. He said, don't allow the enemy, don't allow that one to convince you not to be here. And then first thing this morning, Lord God, he allowed the enemy to keep him from coming. But Lord, we rebuke Satan in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Because we stand firm on your word, dear Father. You told us to go in the highway and hedges and compel them to come in that your house might be filled. And Father, we've done so. We've gone out into this world, dear Father. We've gone out and taken your word on the parking lot to this community, to this neighborhood, Lord God. Now let your words come to pass. Amen. We know it's up to you, Lord God, to fill your house. And so we leave it in your name, Lord God, because we lifted you up on yesterday. Lord. And we know, dear Father, you're able, Lord God, to save and to heal, Lord God, and to bring lost souls into the kingdom of God. Yeah. Father, we ask this morning, likewise, that you remember the media, Lord God, and we thank you for Sister Melita and Brother PJ, Lord God, and ask that you would bless and be with them, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for all the saints who have gathered in the house of God. Remember our officer, Officer Tripp, Lord God. We thank you for him, dear Father. Ask you to continue to bless and be with him and his family in a mighty, mighty way. Watch over him, Lord God, when he's on his feet, dear Heavenly Father. Keep him safe, Lord God. Not forgetting Officer Meyer, Lord God. We truly miss him, Lord God. But, Lord God, we still want to lift him up in prayer to you, dear Heavenly Father. We want him to know, Lord God, that somehow, some way, Lord God, that we are still calling out his name on your behalf, dear Heavenly Father, calling out his family's name, Lord God, his wife and his children, Lord God, and ask that your hand of protection continue to be around him. Father, remember Sister Blake this morning. We thank you for her and ask you would continue to bless her in body, spirit, mind, and soul. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done for our dear sister. Thank you for touching her in her eyes, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would continue to bless, Lord God, and give her the strength, dear Heavenly Father. Give her the strength in her eyes, dear Lord. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Thank you for Sister Millicent and all that you've done for her likewise, and ask that you would bless her as she leads the devotional service, dear Father. Bless her, dear Heavenly Father, we beg thee in the name of Jesus, Lord God, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. We thank you for this dear sister and ask that your blessings be with her. Thank you, Lord God, for our superintendent, Brother Byron, dear Father. We thank you, Lord God, for how you've blessed him, dear Lord, and been with him, dear Lord. As your continued blessings upon him and his family. Lord, we don't want to forget any saint of God, dear Father. So we just ask that you remember all of the brothers and sisters in Christ. Yes. Remember those, as we said, who are still on their way. Hasten them along safely over the highway, Lord God. Be with us in the service, dear Father. Be with me, Lord God, as we preach the word of God. Help me, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Yes, dear Father, as the word goes forth, Lord God, that, Lord God, I will be doing it to your glory and to your honor, dear Father. It seems like the enemy has been busy today, Lord God, and busy, Lord God, and when I'm reaching out to souls, dear Father. But I know, Lord God, that it is a responsibility of a pastor, Lord God. Yes. You said in the word, Lord God, it's because we watch for the souls of mankind. Amen. Not only am I watching for my soul, but I have a responsibility, as the word of God says, to watch for the souls of this congregation, Lord, that you have placed underneath my overseer. I'm the overseer of at this time. Yes. And so, Lord, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you remember each and every one of us as we grow in grace and in the knowledge of thee together, Lord God. Lord God, we're growing together as brothers and sisters in Christ, and help us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to be one with each other. Father, likewise, we ask that you remember Sister India, Lord God. We don't see her as of yet, Lord God. And Lord, we pray for our dear sister, Lord God. We know she's working, Lord God, and she told me she had to work some extra hours, Lord God, but Father, we pray, Lord God, that you would allow her to be able to come out there, Father, to the house of God. Remember Sister Kiva, Lord God, likewise. I haven't seen her in a while, dear Father, but we pray, Lord God, that you would speak to her heart, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, that she receive, Lord God, the basket we sent to her, Lord God, and letting her know we love her, dear Father, and would love to see her back in the house of God. Remember all those who are listening on, dear Father, in Radio Land, dear Father, and on the internet, dear Father. We pray for souls, dear Heavenly Father, to be saved, dear Father. If none of them, if there's anyone listening under the sound of my voice that does not know Jesus as their Savior, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, through the message and through the songs and through the devotional service, through the prayers, that someone will come to thee, dear Heavenly Father. Now have thine own way in the services today. We ask your continued blessings be upon Brother Mann, dear Father. Comfort him, Lord God, while he's here in the service, Lord God. Allow him to be able to sit, Lord God. Allow him to be able, Lord God, to sit, Lord God, and hear the word of God, dear Father. Touch him in his body. And we know Brother Mann will give you the praise and the glory and the honor due unto your name. We ask these and all blessings in Jesus' name we pray. And we want to thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
So we turn in our worship of the Lord to page 132. 132 in the worship of the Lord. This is my Father's word. 132.
This is my Father's world, and to God is me near. All nature sings, and around me rings the music of a sphere. This is my Father's world.
This morning for his blessings to each and every one of us. Amen. God has already shown his goodness to us this day. And we give him glory and praise. Thank him for allowing us to come together once again. One more time. Amen. Coming to the house of God. Amen. And when we came, we brought the Lord with us.
Amen.
Because he's in us.
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord God was not waiting here at the building for us to arrive, but
Amen.
He lives
Amen.
In us.
Yeah.
And so when we came, he came with us.
Yes,
and we give
Amen.
Him glory and praise
Amen.
This morning.
Amen.
Amen. We give honor to Pastor Jenkins this morning, and we thank God for her. We thank the Spirit of God for the prayer that he gave her this morning, remembering each and every one of us. Amen. And so we continue to pray for her. We thank God for her, where he has placed her, that he is a chosen vessel, or she is a chosen vessel unto God. Amen. We thank God for Brother Byron. We thank God for how he's using him. And truly, Brother Byron is also a chosen vessel. And God gives him his word and how he speaks forth, tells forth the word of God and how it's reaching souls. And we just thank God for the way that he's touching and using our dear Brother Byron. We just thank God for each one as we studied in our Sunday school lesson how God has placed the members in the body as it has pleased him and how God uses each and every one to his glory and how it edifies the body of Christ. And we just thank God for all that he has done for us. Amen. I'm glad to be here today among you, among the saints of God, among my brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Amen. My brothers and sisters. I'm thankful to be, yes, the song said, one of them today.
Amen.
Amen. So glad to see each one. Our responsive reading this morning is found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Amen. And we will be reading verses 16 through 25 responsively. Just thankful for the word of God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 25. Amen. Thank God for his word. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16. Rejoice evermore.
Pray without ceasing.
In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
Quench not the spirit.
Despise not prophesyings.
Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good.
Abstain from all appearance of evil.
And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it together. Brethren, pray for us. Amen. Praise our God. Amen. Those instructions are very clear, aren't they? Amen. Thank God. Thank God for his word, instructions, and so that we would understand the Lord spoke in short sentences, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
So that we could get with all our getting, that we could get understanding. Amen. Thank God for his word. Amen. We thank the Lord that he hears his children. He hears his children when they pray. That last verse said, brethren, pray for us. And we know that we ought to pray one for another. Every Sunday we have the scripture that's in the bulletin that tells us we must not cease to pray one for another, because if we do, then we sin. And so we know that God has given us this privilege to bring our requests to him, to lift up our petitions for one another, for those who can't pray for themselves. We have afflictions, we have sicknesses, we have burdens. We know the Lord's able. And so we'll ask at this time if there are special requests for prayer, either by word of mouth or by uplifted hand. Yes. Amen. Yes. Amen. Amen. Yes. Amen. Yes. Amen. Yes. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Man. Brother Man made requests really for everyone but himself. He said, pray for our neighbors. Pray for our neighborhoods. Pray for the homeless, those who don't have anywhere to go. Just pray for the service this day. He said to pray for our pastor. The Lord would anoint her to pray for Miss Betty's family, that family who is in devastating bereavement right now. And I will add and remember Brother Mann in prayer also. This, we know that this is a pressing way. And there are times when you may not feel all that strong in body, but you press your way. Truly, Brother Mann has pressed his way to be here this morning, and we thank God to see him. We want him to know that he is an example for us, to let us know that we keep pressing for the Lord. We don't let something slow us down. Amen. And Brother Man, we love you and we are encouraged by your presence here. Even after falling and being weak in body, you're still here because you love the Lord. We ought to all have that same love for the Lord and for one another. And so, Lord, and so we'll remember you also in prayer, Brother Man, even though you didn't mention to remember you, but we will because we love you and we know how God can work. Amen. Amen.
And remember Sister Holmes.
Yes, amen. Amen. Remember Sister Holmes in prayer. Sister Carol.
Amen.
Something like that. Amen. It's always good to have those who will check on you. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carol. Remember Sister Carol? Remember her family members? We're thankful that her brother came by to visit her, check on her. Thankful that Sister Regina was checking on her. Because things can happen quickly. Things can happen. And so it's good to have those who love you, who want to check on you. Even if everything's all right, you say, well, I thank the Lord everything's all right this time. But thank God for you, Sister Carol, and how the Lord is using you. to his glory. Amen.
Sister June said, remember her and her family. Continue to remember her and her family in prayer.
Amen. 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 Sister June and her family. Brother DeAndre. Amen. 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 Man, remember Brother DeAndre for his job. He has to travel to Dayton on Wednesday. He'll be there for a couple of days and be traveling back on Friday. So remember him in prayer as he travels, that the Lord will keep him safe. And remember his family while he's away as well. The Lord will bless them, strengthen them as well, and keep them safe also. Yes. And bless our dear brother while he's, not only while he's traveling, but while he is there, when he is on the job there, just covering for the station manager while he's away. And so just remember our dear brother. Amen. 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 Praise God. Thank you, Sister Maria. We thank God for his blessings on Tatum. Something bit him on his forehead and it was swollen, but it's come down with some herbal treatment. And we thank God for that. And the tick that was on Liam that you got off, we thank God. I mean, when children, when they go outside, these things are outside. And so they, but we thank God. When we say we pray for them and ask God to keep their hedge, his hedge of protection around them, he does. And thank God for that. And we'll just continue to pray for them. They're boys. They want to play. And you can't put them in a glass case. And so we pray, but been praying for them and putting them in the Lord's hands, that's better than a glass case. Amen. The Lord is able. So we thank God for touching Liam, that there's been no effect, no ill effects, even from the tick, and that the Lord allowed you to find it on him. Amen. We thank God for good parents who oversee and pay attention to their children. Amen. Thank the Lord. Sister Smith.
Thank you.
My soul, thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation so full and free.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Smith. Amen. Sister Smith gave a testimony. She's going all the way with the Lord. She loved all the saints. Amen. She's gone too far to turn around. Amen. Really, if you've gone any distance in the Lord, they better not turn around. Even having just started, better not turn around. If you've been going for the Lord for years, you better not turn around. If you're nearing your twilight years, you better not turn around. Amen. Don't even think about it. Praise God. Amen. Remember all of those who are on our sick and shut-in list? Amen. All of those that we that we are duty-bound to pray for. Remember the lost, those who are lost and undone without the Lord. All general requests. Amen. We all need a blessing from the Lord. After the hymn of meditation, we'll ask Brother Levester if he would take us to the throne of grace. If there's anyone who has a need and feels led to come and bow before the Lord, be free in the spirit.
In your bulletin, you should find your sheet. Hasten and tell him.
Your bulletin, your sheet, hasten and tell him.
To get a bulletin, to be in the bulletin. Get it.
Remember, Madeline, she did call me and say that she called me and give me a blessing.
Yes.
Her whole body was here.
Amen.
My wife, remember, her friend, Kendrick.
Yeah. Amen. Marriage is honorable. Amen. Brother Byron made requests. Remember Madeline? She was in the accident. Small compared to the other one, but still an accident. And so remember her in prayer, that she deals with that and seeks the counsel and advice from Brother Byron. And remember him. Also remember her friend, Kendall, who needs a Savior. Remember them both in body, soul, mind, and spirit.
We'll sing verse 1 and 2, then the chorus, and 3 and 4 in the chorus.
Ask and it shall be given you, brother. He is the Lord who careth for all. Come with your heart all broken and bleeding. Come, he will hear and answer your call. Hasten and tell. You never to fall.
Let us bow our heads and look to the Lord. Father God, truly we thank you, Father, for this day that you have given us.
Yes,
thank you for each and every step, dear Heavenly Father, that you allow us walk, dear Heavenly Father, find ourselves here, dear Heavenly Father.
And
one of this, can't thank you enough for the things that you do for us each and every day. Each and every evening and each and every night through meditation and just the joy that we find, Lord, when we are gathered together, dear Heavenly Father, together. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for the unity, dear Heavenly Father, that you've given us. And Lord, I ask that you remember each and every prayer request that has went forth. When I ask you, dear Heavenly Father, for first of all, it was on my heart, dear Heavenly Father, the children, dear Heavenly Father, Miss Betty, I ask that you continue to comfort, direct, dear Heavenly Father, and just remember those children, dear Heavenly Father, and those who are left, and remember those in bereavement over lost family members, dear Heavenly Father. And Lord, I want to pray for the Heavenly Father, Brother Pierre Johnson Jr. is on my mind, dear God, and lift him up in prayer to Heavenly Father, and to comfort him, continue to guide him, and just remember this dear brother, and know that his church family is still here praying for him, the Heavenly Father, and you, the Heavenly Father. All he has to do is just trust, guide him and direct his steps, dear Heavenly Father.
Amen.
I ask that you remember, dear Heavenly Father, Brother Thomas Manns, dear God, and his prayer request, dear Heavenly Father, and remember him in body and in spirit, dear God. And, you know, as we get older, dear Heavenly Father, sometimes we kind of like can't forget the things that we used to do, and maybe sometimes I know I'm guilty of that too, dear Heavenly Father. Your mind will get you in trouble. But dear Heavenly Father, thank you for family that has gathered him around and taken care of him, dear Heavenly Father, and letting the Heavenly Father just depend upon you and hold on to faith and to prayer, dear Heavenly Father, that he's got in his heart for the homeless and others, dear Heavenly Father, out of Archetype safety. Remember this dear brother, dear Heavenly Father, and I'm taking notice of his life because I share with him this morning. He's got me by a few years, a lot of years, but I'm watching him because I myself have to be careful and never fallen. And Lord, if your grace, I hope I never will. And remember me and remember all the elderly and the seniors, dear Heavenly Father, and remember Sister Vivian Holmes, dear Heavenly Father, her household and family members, dear Heavenly Father, her family takes care of her. Sorry she can't be here today, but she's always in our hearts. And Lord, we always lift her up in prayer, dear Heavenly Father, and not only her, but her whole family. And remember their seniors and elders, dear God. And Lord, we always lift them up. And we ask that you remember Sister Beverly Carroll, dear Heavenly Father, and I truly and blessed, like everyone else here, dear Heavenly Father, I've heard the beautiful voice and the gift that you have given her. Lord, if you allow her to live 100 years old, and I believe in my heart, it's a gift from you, and there's no age limit, Lord, in you. Everything is the same, dear Heavenly Father, as the first that you've given it to her, Lord, that she'll be able to still sing those songs that you've given her. And thank you for the blessing, dear Heavenly Father, that I have heard and shed tears and just been overjoyed with them, dear Heavenly Father. I ask, dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this church. Lord, ever since my mother brought us here, dear Heavenly Father, I've been here ever since. I haven't been anywhere else. I don't want to go anywhere else. I want to continue to grow, dear Heavenly Father, and teach my children, continue to pray for them, and Lord, as your will, I may even see some of them give their heart to thee. And I pray for each and every one of them every single day, dear Heavenly Father. And I ask that you remember my daughter, Angela. I don't know whether they're back or not, but there's only 7 days they'll be coming back from their vacation. And I ask your blessings upon this safe trip for each and every one of them, and bless their homes, dear Heavenly Father, to every return to. I ask that you remember the prayer request, dear Heavenly Father, of Brother Byron, by his daughter Madeline, dear God, and remember her friends, and Lord, that their eyes will be opened, dear Heavenly, and know the reason why that they're here on earth, dear Heavenly Father, to glorify thee, and not forgetting of the teachings, dear God, and remember her, and thank you, Lord, for not letting her get hurt in the accident that she had. Remember his household, dear Heavenly Father. His companion Judy, and also Jacob, dear Heavenly Father, that you give him his heart's desire, dear Heavenly Father. It would be nice to have a family, dear God, here all together worshiping you, and not only here, dear Heavenly Father, in their home, and each and every one walking and sharing the same goodness of thy great salvation, dear Heavenly Father. So remember him and his prayer request. I ask that you remember Sister Regina, dear Heavenly Father, and thank you for giving her this birthday. She's got me by a few months. Your will, dear Heavenly Father, I can't never catch up with her, but I can share the same few months and being the same age. So remember her and her walk with thee, and remember her family. Remember Debbie, dear Heavenly Father. And thank you for letting Sister Carol be able to share deep thoughts with her brother Frank, dear Heavenly Father. Always remembering him, dear Heavenly Father. Remember his household, dear God. Ask that you remember, dear Heavenly Father, the prayer request was put out for Sister Jude Webb and her husband, dear Heavenly Father, as he's recovering. Remember this dear saint, dear Heavenly Father. She continues to walk upright with thee, dear Heavenly Father, and minister to her house, dear Heavenly Father. Remember her, and I ask that you remember Sister India, dear Heavenly Father. There's a prayer request fit up for her, dear Heavenly Father. She's not here yet, but she's one of us and concerned about her, and you will see her, dear Heavenly Father, in the church if she can make it. Remember her infinity, her children, dear God. Ask that you remember this neighborhood. Lord, you have fit us in the middle of this neighborhood, and all have known about the work that you've given us to do and have enjoyed it. I thank you, Lord, that we haven't been vandalized or any shooting up or anything like that. And Lord, we pray continue, dear Heavenly Father, for these are some trying times that we live in. And Lord, you know all about, but you are still in control. And Lord, we trust, dear Heavenly Father, that every time that we are gathered here, that you have allowed your ministering spirit to open up the church doors for us, Lord, and let's keep us, dear Heavenly Father, for hurts, harms, and dangers, and bless our going and coming, dear Heavenly Father. And when we get to where we can give you the praise and glory, and just praising you, dear Heavenly Father, for blessing our going out and not letting anything happen to us. Lord, there's always things that's going on that would distract your attention. I've gotten so, although that is a distraction to me anyway, but it's a form of enjoyment. And as long as you turn to the right channel, that's the TV. But it's just so much stuff going on. But it does give you a chance to see the world as it is, the Heavenly Father, because it's just not here on this west side or east side or north side. It's all over, dear Heavenly Father. But again, you are still in control. Lord, your word is true. It's the only thing that I know that you can stand on, dear Heavenly Father, and have faith, dear Heavenly Father, and let you run its course. Lord, you already know our going and our ending, dear Heavenly Father, and what it's going to all be about. And I just thank you, Lord, for this salvation. I ask that you remember Brother DeAndre's prayer request to him as he goes to Dayton and that you would bless his going and coming, dear Heavenly Father. And remember Sister Maria, dear Heavenly Father, and her prayer request. And Lord, some little children, you know, everything is your creation, even the little flies and mosquitoes, the little pests, the pestilence, dear Heavenly Father. Nobody enjoys them, but sometimes there's a learning process in that, too, that children have to learn, dear Heavenly Father. It's like saying yes and no, and the next time, dear Heavenly Father, you start looking out for those things, and just remember them, dear Heavenly Father, and those are part of the issues of life, and we got a Heavenly Father that we can take them to, and Lord, you showed Sister Maria what it was, dear Heavenly Father, and was able to take it all, so we ask that you continue to remember them and their growth and their walk with thee. Remember, dear Heavenly Father, all the saints here, Sister Laurencine, remember her. I ask that you remember Sister Marietta Smith, dear Heavenly Father, her walk with thee, and help her to remember, dear Heavenly Father, the things that she's just going to have to remember, dear Heavenly Father. We don't want anything to happen to her. She's a dear sister, dear Heavenly Father, and we thank you for her. Ask that you remember, dear Heavenly Father, Brother Maurice Blake, dear Heavenly Father, and his companion, dear Sister Patricia Blake. Thank you for both of them, dear Heavenly Father. I don't know who has the oldest anniversary here. It's been a lot of couples here, dear Heavenly Father. I do some thinking on that. Praise one God. Thing you can't ask Google about, so I'm asking you, dear Heavenly Father. And, but they had to rank up there and at the top, dear God. And also my brother Reggie and his wife, they were up there in one of the that conversation also. And I ask that you remember, dear Heavenly Father, all those in the media room, remember Sister Melita and her household, and family members, and remember all of our children. Glad to see them all here today, dear God. And I ask that you open up their hearts, dear Heavenly Father, that they may take heed, dear Heavenly Father, for the word. And don't put off to tomorrow. If you're feeling it, now is the time to receive it. And let the Lord continue to guide and lead you. You're coming of age, dear Heavenly Father, that you're at the point of accountability. And so these things, you cannot, it's going to be a judgment. And that's for sure. I may not be here. I may already be passed on. And this goes for my children and my grandchildren and all those listening, dear Heavenly Father, the sound of my voice today. That day is going to come. You can rest assured of it. God's word is true, and it's going to accomplish everything that is said, dear Heavenly Father. If you listen to the broadcast, dear Heavenly Father, by the radio and your cell phones, you are going to be held accountable for listening to this. And it's the reason why you are listening. Take heed that you do what the Spirit is tugging at your heart's door right now to receive. And I ask that you remember each and every one here. And Sister Millicent, remember her as she continues to direct the choir. And Lord, there's a lot of us here, dear Heavenly Father, that do a lot of things, dear Heavenly Father, to, in your church. The gifts that you've given us to do, the teachers, everything, dear Heavenly Father, the preaching, even at the greeting at the door, dear Heavenly Father. There's unity and great joy in doing that. We wouldn't have any meditation, dear Heavenly Father, if it wasn't for these things that we can come together, dear Heavenly Father, and just rejoice in thy name. So we ask that you bless each and every phase of this service, the officer on the parking lot, and continue, dear Heavenly Father, to get acquainted with him and the neighbors around here, dear Heavenly Father, and our children. And, I, too, ask that you remember the homeless and the hungry, dear Heavenly Father, those who do not have and those who are without. Not as fortunate as we are, dear Heavenly Father, but they have our prayers and our thoughts and in our hearts, dear Heavenly Father. Remember each and every one of them, all the children and each and every one. And remember Brother Monty, and remember, dear Heavenly Father, Sister Sandy, and Brother Matthews, not forgetting this dear brother, dear Heavenly Father, his prayer requests, and whatever he's going through, our prayers and thoughts are with him. Continue to remember each and every one of us, Lord, and we're going to give you the praise and the glory and honor always in our lives. In Christ's name, I do pray. Amen.
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 Lord, thank God. And thank the Lord for the prayers of the saints. And before you till the morning offering today, this being the fourth and last Sunday of June, time's gone very quickly, hasn't it?
Amen.
Special offering for today is for missionaries. And we may place that offering in the center plate as we file by. Our tithes and other offerings may be placed on either side. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Lord, we come to you once again, dear God, thanking you, Lord, for your goodness.
Praise God.
Thanking you, dear Father, for all that you have provided for us, dear God. Lord, you've given us, Lord, that we could not give ourselves, Lord, in it. Lord, you granted us, dear God, salvation through your Son. And, Lord, we thank you for that. Lord, this was the most perfect gift, dear God, that we could ever be given.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, Lord, we give you glory and thanks and praise for that. And, Lord, we are obeying your word, dear God. Because of this great salvation, Lord, we want to obey you in all things. And, Lord, you told us, Lord, to bring in our tithes and offerings into the storehouse. And so, Lord, in obedience, dear God, to your word and with joy and cheerfulness, dear God, we bring in our tithes and offerings to thee. We pray, dear God, that you would receive them, dear Father, and that you would get the glory, dear God, from everything, for every use, dear Father, that they are put to. We pray, dear God, that you would bless each gift and each giver and use them both to your glory and to your honor. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The choir will not sing today. So the choir will not come, but there will be a special, Sister Carol.
I am fully saved today, all my guilt is washed away, and the love of God is flooding all my soul. For his grace abides within, since I've been redeemed from sin. And the precious blood of Jesus makes me whole. Oh, I am whole. He saved today. I am in the narrow way. And no evil can betide. For I'm walking by my Savior's side. I am fully saved today, and I'm in the narrow way, walking with my blessed Savior out my heart. Though the way seems sometimes drear, and the hosts of hell appear, I shall ever conquer by his mighty power. Oh, I am fully saved today. And no evil can betide, for I'm walking by my Savior's side. I am fully saved today, while his word I do obey. On the promise now by faith I calmly rest. Not a doubt or fear I know. walk with him below, for I'm leaning on my Savior's loving breath. Oh, I am fully saved today. I am in the narrow way, and no evil can be caught, for I'm walking by my Savior's side. Oh, I am fully saved today. I am in the narrow way, and no evil can be caught, for I'm walking by my
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
In prayer, Sister Beverly comes before.
Amen.
Lord bless. I often, Lord gives me songs when I'm at home, and I'll look them up, and I bring copies to the church with me when the Spirit hits me to sing. This one I've had, and I've been going over and over. I said, well, the Lord had given me a time. Had it there. And when Sister Smith got up and testified this morning,
yeah,
it just hit me. I'm going through.
Amen.
And this is what she said, and I dug in there. I know Brother Byron was probably looking at me, digging in the thing. And so I was like, I'm going through. Jesus,
amen.
I'm going through.
Amen.
If you know it, you can sing along with me,
amen,
or whatever. Lord, I have started to walk in the light, shining upon me from heaven so bright. I beg the world and its follies of dew. I started in Jesus and I'm going through. I'm going through, yes, I'm going through. I'll pay the price, whatever others do. I'll take the way with the Lord, despite the few. I'm going through, Jesus, I'm going through. Many they are who have started in the race, but with the light they refuse to keep pace. Others accept it because it is new, but not very many expect to go through. I'm going through, yes, I'm going through. I'll pay the price, whatever others do. I'll take the way with the Lord, despise the few. I'm going through, Jesus, I'm going through. I'd rather walk with Jesus alone and have for a pillow like Jacob a stone, living each moment with his face in view, then shrink from my pathway and fail to go through. I'm going through, yes, I'm going through. I'll pay the price, whatever others do. I'll take the way with the Lord, despise the few. And I'm going through, Jesus, I'm going through. Oh, brother, now will you take up the cross, give up the world and count it as dross, sell all thou hast and give to the poor, then go through with Jesus and those who endure. I'm going through, yes, I'm going through. I'll pay the
Love you.
That's right.
Amen. The song poet said, I'll take the way with the Lord's despised few. Amen. I'm going through, Jesus. I'm going through. Amen. Shall we stand? Do we have to settle it just that way? Shall we stand? Stand on the word of God. Amen. You see that Ephesians chapter 6 tells us, having done all, we've got to stand.
Amen.
And it says, stand therefore. Everything had gone before. Stand therefore. Having on that whole armor. Amen. It's the only way we're going to be able to go through.
Amen.
Thank God for the prayer service. Thank God for the song. Thank God for that special. Amen. And it gives us that boost to just keep on going.
Amen.
Amen. We know we're not going through alone. Amen. We're going through with the few.
Yes,
amen.
Yes,
amen. Amen. You know, they say those commercials that come on, those recruitment commercials that say the few, the proud, the Marines. No, no, they have nothing on the few, the proud, the few, the humble, the
amen.
Saints. Amen.
The meek.
Amen. The meek.
Pure in heart.
Amen. Amen.
Glory
our boast is in the Lord,
amen.
Not in anything else. They
amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to go through.
Amen.
Amen. No matter what others do.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And we're going to stand on the word of God.
Yes.
Thank God for the service thus far.
Yes.
We're going to lift up our dear pastor in prayer as she brings the word. Amen.
Likewise, remember Sister India, she's on her way.
Amen. Sister India's on her way. Amen. Amen. So we're going to pray as our pastor wields the sword of the Spirit this day, which is the word of God. Amen. For the good of our souls, we'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for all that our hearts have heard this morning thus far, dear God. For, Lord, we've been listening with our heart's ear, dear God, to your Spirit. And we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to continue to listen with our heart's ear to all that your word has to tell us this morning. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless Sister India, dear God. Pray, Lord, that you would allow her to arrive, dear God, that she may receive her portion also, dear God, out of your word. Lord, we pray, dear God, that your anointing be upon Pastor Jenkins this morning, dear God. Lord, as she breaks the bread of life even to us, dear God, help us, dear God, to measure to your word, for we realize, dear God, that the word is from you, dear Father. This is you speaking, dear God, through your servant. And, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would give her utterance, dear God, Lord, that she may speak, Lord, the word that you have given to her. And we pray, dear God, that you would, Lord, anoint us, dear God, not only to hear your word, but to obey your word, to be doers of your word, dear God. Lord, to walk in the light as you shine it on our pathway. So have your way, dear God, in the furtherance of this service. And we're going to give you the glory and praise for it all. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you remember, Lord, if there are souls that are listening, Lord, that have not surrendered to you, Lord, in the pardon of their sins. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to their hearts, dear God, and Lord, that they would surrender, Lord, to your will and to your word and to your way. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. Pastor Renee Jenkins.
Good morning. Good afternoon, I should say. Giving honor to God, truly we thank the Lord for his goodness. Thank God for his mercy. Thank God for his loving kindness. Amen. Thank God for your presence today to the ministry. We thank God for each and every one, and to the teachers, to the children that are here, and those who are on their way. And thank God for the brothers and sisters who are online and on the phone who are not able to be with us, but wanted to be here in the house of the Lord with us, presence, in our presence on the phone. We thank God for that. I trust you have your Bibles, a writing instrument to write down some scriptures. I ask the young people to wake up and get Bibles and to be able to write down some scriptures, because this word is for each and every one of us. As we've said, there's been tragedy that we know of. Death knows no age. And so we don't know what lies ahead. We're going to trust God. Amen. We're going to trust him all the way.
Amen.
So we know God is able to bring us through even in the midst of trying times. Our God is able. And yes, he will bring us through. Love the Lord. Amen. In our hearing, we read 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 25. And this scripture text is full of good nutrients for us, as Brother Jackson would say. And it's good for us to be able to get into the Word of God. I shared with Sister Blake, there is so much here that I know that we will not be just on part one, but we're going to be probably a couple parts to this message. But I thank the Lord for it. As I began studying and getting into the Word of God, I could see how God was using this message for each and every one of us, according to even for myself, that God wants us to know these precious truths, these precious promises, to know that Jesus Christ is coming back, and we must be ready to go. As our dear brother Byron says, we can't keep getting ready. We've got to be ready to go. He is coming back. And so we thank God for his word that's been left on record for us to be prepared to meet our Lord and Savior when that time comes. As we said in our hearing, we read 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 25. We would like to go back to verse 25 to get the subject that the Lord has laid on my heart to share with you today. Verse 25 says, "Brethren, pray for us. As the Lord grants me liberty this afternoon, I would like to share some thoughts with you on the subject, entering God's presence on behalf of others. Entering God's presence on behalf of others. We are exhorted, meaning we are urged, we are pressed, we are encouraged to petition God on behalf of others. Saints of God, praying for others should be our first action and not as a last resort. You see, only the righteous can touch the throne of grace. Jesus said these words in John, the 9th chapter, verse 31. He said, "Now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshiper." You see, here is the key to God answering our prayers. Jesus said, "But if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will," worship comes from the heart. You see, people are doing a lot of things externally, but it does not come from the heart that has been changed to serve Almighty God. We are told in Matthew, the 15th chapter, in verse 8, he says there in the Word of God,
He said, there this people draweth nigh unto me, he said, with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips. You know, there are a lot of people saying a lot of good things about Jesus. There are a lot of people that are out there in the world that are lifting up the name of Jesus. Every time you turn around, you see something, somebody says, pray for us, or we're praying for you. I was reading something the other day, and someone was talking about, well, we're praying for this individual. We hear it in our lawmakers. We hear it in those running for office. We hear them say that they're pro-God and pro-this and pro-whatever. These people, the Bible says, draweth nigh unto me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. He went on to say, but in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandment of men. Here Jesus is letting us know that your worship amounts to nothing. That is what but in vain they do worship me means. You see, you can do as many good deeds as you want. You can go as many to many churches as you want to go, or church services that you want to go to, but never be worshiping Almighty God if all of our worship is external and nothing is happening in the heart.
Amen.
You see, all true worship comes from the heart. We're told in Proverbs 4, chapter 4, verse 23. He says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. You see, we've got to guard what we take in so that nothing comes out that is not of Almighty God. That is why we all needed a new heart. That is why Jesus went on to say that he, in the verse of scripture we just read there in Matthew, he said, but their heart, he said, is far from me. See, you got to have a heart from Almighty God. You got to have a heart that serves Almighty God. He said in verse 8 of that scripture, this people draw nigh unto me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Oh, Jesus is not hearing all the things that are going on, that people are calling in the name of Jesus. You see, just not anyone can pray to God. God is not going to hear you when you pray if you are living in sin. God is only hearing those who are worshipers of him. Oftentimes we hear people say, just pray. However, if you don't meet the conditions for praying, God is not hearing your prayers. What are you saying, Sister Renee? We are told in Isaiah 59, look at what he says there, these words. He said, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is ear heavy that it cannot hear, but your iniquities. You see, when there's sin in your life, you cannot go to Almighty God in prayer unless you're praying a prayer of repentance. He said, but your iniquities are separated between you and your God, and your sins have what? Hid his face from you that he will not hear. God is not hearing. If you have sin in your life, and you're trying to offer up a prayer to Almighty God, he won't hear you, because the word of God says your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. Oh, let us ask ourselves this question. If you say, I'm praying to God and I've got sin in my life, why should God answer your prayer if you continue to openly rebel against him? If you refuse to listen to God and God's eternal word, why should God answer your prayer if you refuse to repent of your sin and you refuse to serve Almighty God and you refuse to keep his law and to be obedient to what thus saith the Lord? You see, if you want God to hear your prayers, then you must meet the conditions for calling upon him. Jesus said, if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, him God heareth. Praise our God. You see, when we humble ourselves and live for the Lord, then God will listen to our prayers. We are told in Jeremiah 33, verse 3,
It says, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. If you are a child of God and living a righteous life according to the will of God, God expects you to us to pray for others. We are told these words in Luke 18, verse 1. Jesus, he said, by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He said, and he spake a parable unto them to this end. He said that men ought always to pray and not to faint. James 5, verse 16 says these words. He said, pray one for another that you might be healed. You see, when we pray and are in the will of God, our Heavenly Father is listening. Do we believe that, saints of God? Yes. Do we believe what the Word of God says in Isaiah 65, 24? It says, and it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. Oh, saints of God, I don't know about you, but I thank God that the saints are praying for me. I find a comfort and a blessing in knowing that this is a house of prayer and to know that we as God's people are praying one for another, that the prayers of the righteous are being sent up to the throne of grace on behalf of each other. How many know what I'm talking about? You see, in our bulletin, we have 1 Samuel, the 12th chapter. This scripture text lets us know that we should pray one for another because we need each other. It says there in verse 23 of 1 Samuel 12, it says, moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord and ceasing to pray for you. You think about these words, saints of God. All this is something that we need to take to heart. We need to understand what the scripture is saying to us. He said, moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord. You see, it's a sin against God if we are not praying one for another. He said, sin against the Lord and ceasing to pray for you. But I will teach you the good and the right way. The Word of God has told us the right way that we've got to pray in order to get our prayers answered from Almighty God. God wants us to pray for one another. God wants us to lift up the brethren in prayer. Oh, there may be times that we may not call out each other's name every time we pray. But I believe, saints of God, when the prayer is going forth, and the prayer says, Lord, remember all the saints of God. If you are a saint of God, that means you are in that number. Do you believe that this afternoon? Oh, you may say, well, I hear others' names, or I hear this one being prayed for. But saints of God, whenever someone says, Lord, remember my brothers and sisters in the Lord, that includes me. You may not call my name out, but when you say, remember my brothers and sisters, I am one of them. Praise God. I am living for the Lord, and now I have a right to be called a brother and a sister of Almighty God. Praise God. Oh, I thank God for the prayer. One might wonder just how important it is for us to pray for each other. You see, God never intended for us to live this Christian life alone, or to walk through this life alone. David told us that in the Psalms. He told us in that 23rd division of Psalms, and we know it quite well. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. You see, is God your shepherd this afternoon? He said, I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. Oh, you might look around and say, well, Sister Renee, how can we be lying in green pastures when there's darkness all around us, when all the things that are going on? Because when you have Jesus Christ, you have spiritual rest. You have your spiritual food in the Word of God. You have the guidance that you need to go forward in Jesus Christ. You don't have to worry about what's going on in the world, but you can rest and assure
assurance that what God has said in his word, it is going to lead you, it is going to guide you, and it's going to keep you in all truth. He goes on to say there, he restored my soul. Has your soul been restored when you get into the word of God? Is your soul restored when you get down on your knees and begin to pray to Almighty God and lift up our God in prayer and say, God, I thank you for all that you've done for me. I thank you, Lord, that you woke me up this morning. I thank you, Lord, that you've been good to me. See, that will restore your soul for God to continue to bless you. He goes on to say, he leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Have you been led this day in the path of righteousness? Do you know the way of righteousness? Are you standing on the truth of God's word? Because if you're standing on the truth of God's word, you are being led in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Oh, David went on to say, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Oh, saints of God, death is all around us. All things are happening each and every day. People are being killed. I heard in the news on yesterday, when a child, a five-month-old baby, was just inside of a car in a car seat, and someone did a drive-by, and that five-month-old child lost its life. Death is all around us. And the word of God says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Do you know that Almighty God is with you? Do you know him as your personal Lord and Savior? That's the only reason that you know that God will be with you. He said, thy rod and thy staff, meaning thy word and thy spirit, they comfort me. Are you comfort in the presence of Almighty God? Do you know that God is with you each and every day? He said, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Oh, saints of God, when the enemy gets to acting up, when the enemy gets to coming in and pressing sore against you, you see the Lord will lift up a spirit against it, and God will take care of you right in the midst of the enemy. That's God being in the presence of our enemy. There are times when the enemy comes in like a flood. Oh, Sister Smith was feeling that this morning. Oh, when she came to the house of God, Lord, she locked her keys in her car, and then she turned around, and she was able to go home and get her keys and get the keys out that were locked in. And then when she came, she found out she got something on her clothes. Oh, the devil was trying to press sore, but right in the presence of all that, God was repairing Sister Smith. He was restoring Sister Smith's soul. He anointed her head with oil, and Sister Smith's cup has run over. Praise our God. Praise our God. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Oh, brother, prayed about it. Brother prayed about being in God's church, being in God's house, or have we settled as saints of God, live or die, I am the Lord. Praise our God. Oh, thank the Lord for his word. See, God never intended for us to live this Christian life alone or to walk down here alone, but the Spirit of God is with us, guiding and directing us into all truth. And you see, together, saints of God, we can accomplish more for Almighty God to God's glory. We can pick each other up when one might be down. We can pick one up when they may have fallen down, and we can restore them back to the faith. Let us not forget just how much we need each other in our Christian walk. Praise our God. You see, as one body of Christ, we must not let any of our brethren stumble without us offering a hand and lifting them up. Oh, I say to you, saints of God, as you see me stumbling, oh, come and get me. Rescue me from the fire. Don't allow me to go astray. Come to me in love and faith, Sister Renee. You got to get back on course. God wants you back on course. Don't let me drift off, because you see, in drifting, you can get on out there. You know, I told Sister Blake the scene this morning. I told Brother Byron that it seemed like I was just fighting fires this morning. It seemed like the enemy was just pressing to try to keep me, you know, just up in arms, so to speak. Worrying about souls and getting up and finding myself and texting folks and trying to make sure folks will be in the house of the Lord. Because I'm concerned, saints of God. I'm concerned when I see folks missing constantly service upon service. It burdens me because I know what's going on. That means the enemy is trying to slip in. That means the enemy is trying to stir you in the right direction. That means the enemy is trying to get you away from the things of Almighty God. And the enemy is trying to make you think that there's something wrong with you, or that, you know, there's only a few people there that worship God. No, he said, few there be that find it. And I want to be in that few. I want to be in that number. See, it's not going to be a crowd going to heaven, as many think it's going to be. But God said there be few that be that find it. But then I told Sister Blake and Brother Byron, I was over and I read in Hebrews the 13th chapter, when it has these words, it says in that 17th verse, it said, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your soul. Saints of God, I love you. And it's my responsibility to watch for your soul as the overseer. And it is a great responsibility. And I don't take it lightly, because he goes on to say here, as they that must give an account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. It's a responsibility for the Byron, Sister Blake, myself, we have, and all the teachers. We watch for the souls of mankind. And my concern, when I would text you and say, I haven't seen you in a while, are you coming to the house of God? It's not because I'm trying to be nosy, but I want to make sure everything is all right. And if you need some intervention or need some help or need us to pray a little extra more for you, then call upon the saints of God. That's what we're here for. We're here to help one another. Don't allow the enemy to take us away. Don't allow the enemy to say, well, you know, the saints don't love you. Oh, yes, the saints of God love you. And the saints of God are praying for you. And we want to see you most of all in the house of God, fellowshipping one with another. Amen. Praise our God. Turn with me to Ephesians, the 6th chapter, for a moment. Praise our God. Excuse me there. The Apostle Paul shows us why praying for one another is so important. He told the saints at Ephesus to pray for others and ask them to pray for him. He says in verse 18, he said, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So we have a responsibility for all the saints of God. He said, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly. See, Paul wanted to be prayed for. He said, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. See, you don't want to muzzle the ox. You wanted the word of God to go forth. Why? Because the word of God is not going forth in many places. People are not hearing the truth of God's word. And there are many souls that believe they're saved, and they're not. And they're living so beneath what God would have for salvation. They're just as much as a rank sinner as a sinner is out there in the world. But many are being told that, oh, it's all right. God understands. God understands you're not able to do any better. Yes, God knows you can do better.
Amen.
If God didn't believe we could, God would never have put it in the word of God. God would have never told us in the word of God to be ye holy, for I am holy. If God felt that we couldn't be holy, If God felt that we couldn't be righteous, he would have never said in the word of God that we are to live righteously and soberly in this present world if God didn't believe it could be done. He wouldn't have told us, in the word of God, let us stand on the truth of God's eternal word. Let us meditate on what Paul just said. You see, Paul led thousands to the Lord. He appealed to fellow believers to pray. You see, he asked for the brethren to pray for all saints. He asked them to strive in prayer to God for him. He asked them to pray for his safety. He asked them to pray that his service would be acceptable to the saints in Jerusalem. He didn't think he was so strong in the Lord that he didn't need others to pray for him. Oh, saints of God, we are right now in a spiritual warfare for our souls. Do you believe that? I know that there are some believers who really don't believe that we are engaged in a battle with an unseen yet very powerful enemy. But it doesn't change the fact that we are. Yes, we are. Satan, the enemy of our God, is also the enemy of God's people. His desire for us is to defeat us. His desire is to destroy us and to devour us. Jesus told Peter these words. In Luke, the 22nd chapter, turn with me there for a moment. He says this in verse 31. Oh, my, my, my. You see, just as Satan wanted to sift him, he was saying these words. He says, Simon, Simon. He said, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. Oh, my. Do you know what that means? See, when you're baking, and I know Sister Maria does a lot of baking, you got to sift the flour. And that's how Satan wanted to do with Peter. Jesus was warning him, Simon, 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 behold, Satan has desire to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. Jesus said, but I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, he went on to tell him to do what? He said, strengthen thy brethren. Jesus, in this passage of scripture, he warned Peter that Satan had asked for permission and was granted to sift Peter like wheat. That meant that Satan was about to try Peter's faith to see if it was as strong in the Lord as Peter had professed it to be. The Bible says that Jesus was arrested later on. You can read it in your leisure. And Peter ended up doing what? Denying him three times that same night. You see, our faith in God is as only as strong as our prayer life. When we pray, we must pray for strength to face each day. We must pray for God's protection from the enemy of our souls. We must pray like we mean it. We must pray believing, as Jesus said, that we will receive it. Pray as if God is sitting right next to us. We got to talk to him like we talk to one another. We have to have a little talk with God and let him know what's on our heart. Yeah, he already knows. And he said when you call upon him before you ask, he will already answer. But God wants you to come to him in prayer and ask. Oh, yes, our God will hear. And yes, our God will answer if we meet the conditions for him answering our petitions that we are sending up to him. Oh, saints of God, our world right now is hurting. People all around us are struggling with basic everyday cares and concerns that are going on in our world. Thank God. We saw a slight uptick in the number of people coming to the food pantry on yesterday. Not only did they come to get food, natural food, but many of them came and sat even before the 9 o'clock hour. And they sat and they listened to the message from God. Sister Smith, I thank God for her, that the Spirit gave to her, brought out Bibles.
And they sat there and they were searching right along and reading from the Bible as Brother Byron was reading the Word of God. Praise God. Also, some of us as saints of God, we're going through some things too. I know that you have faced battles. I know there's some trials. I can only imagine what people are going through. Brother Byron shared with us this past Wednesday night in his testimony, and I thank God for it. I told him, I believe it was the next day, I had tears. I was crying when I was speaking to him. And I let him know that I thank God for his testimony. There were some things that we did not know that he was dealing with. And I told him, and this was this, and he knows that this didn't mean any disrespect when I said it to him. I said, but I'm glad we didn't know, because now we know what you went through and what God brought you through. You see, maybe if we would have known back then what he was going through, we may not have been prayerful as we ought to be. But we would have been probably worried about, you know, what the doctor said, instead of us getting in touch with Dr. God and allowing God to administer to Brother Byron. Oh, he let us know the battle that he went through with his cancer. And then the battle that he went through afterwards with all the medical bills, everything. Praise our God. Please forgive me, saints. Testimony still touches my soul. But I thank God that he brought him through. He talked about how God brought him through. Oh, yeah, he went there in the doctor's help. But by the grace of Almighty God, the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous, that God was working through the doctors. And God was doing his work in Brother Byron, and he's here today. And then Brother Matthew, he mentioned that he too has been going through some things, some trials. Sister June spoke about her trials and what God is doing for her and how God is bringing her through, along with her husband, Alonzo. We thank God that he's been listening. He listened in on Wednesday night. And I believe she shared with me he was listening in last Lord's Day. Sister Laurencine, she spoke about her trials too, some of the things that she's gone through, and but how God has brought her through, even from a child all the way up. God has blessed us and blessed her. You see, the trials and adversities of life, they're never pleasant, saints of God. Never pleasant for anyone, whether we be saved or unsaved. But there's one thing that you and I know as saints of God. That is, if we are saved, we can call on Jesus. But if we're unsaved, it is harder to deal with those trials and those tribulations. What are you saying, Sister Renee? Because you don't have anyone to lean on. You see, when we, as a saint of God, go through a trial or a tribulation, we can lean on Jesus. We can depend on Jesus to get us through. We can call upon the house of God, the family of God, the people of God, the saints of God to pray us through. How many know what I'm talking about? Amen. You see, through our trials, we learn the secret of dependence. We learn of God's grace and God's hope and his presence in our lives. Praise our God. You see, none of us wish for trials. None of us wish for adversity. Oh, but he said the trying of your faith worketh patience. Praise our God. Yes, we're going to go through something. But through it all, saints of God, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Praise our God. Praise our God. You see, through our trials, God refines the metal of our lives. And God molds us into his image. Just as metal is placed in a furnace and heated to a white hot state so the dross can be removed,
God allows us to enter the furnace of affliction so that he might refine and purify our lives. What do you say, Sister Renee? Isaiah 48, verse 10 says these words. He said, behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. We are forced to enter that furnace. The potential for pain is great. However, I know that there is hope for all of us that are facing hard times, that are facing troubles right now. You see, troubles won't last always. But I want you to keep your hand in Almighty God. Don't allow yourself to back away from God, but stand firm in Almighty God. And know that God can carry you through. Oh, we don't have to fail God when we're going through something.
Amen.
We don't have to fail when the enemy begins to attack us. Our brother stood, and then Sister Smith, I remember also, she mentioned her trial when she went through, when Sister Smith had cancer, and how the Lord brought Sister Smith through. Oh, these are just examples, saints of God. With our dear brother Robert, when he was facing his trial, whether it's broken foot or broken toe, brother stayed firm on the word of God. He stayed in the Lord. He didn't allow the enemy to cause him to turn on Almighty God and begin to say, well, Lord, why did you allow this to happen to me? You know, sometimes things happen so that God can use us to his glory and to his honor to share with someone else. There's someone else out there in the world that needs to know about Almighty God. And who better to use than the saints of God who can say that my God brought me through and this is what God did for me. Oh, I trust in the Lord. I've heard brothers say that oftentimes. I've heard Sister Smith say it. I've heard others say it when they're going through trial. God brought me through. Can you say God has brought me through? And if he hasn't brought you through yet, can you say God is bringing me through? And I'm trusting God all the way. Praise our God. Our God is able. Do you believe he's able? I believe he is. You see, we don't have to crawl away in defeat. We can endure the trials and tests and adversities of life. Think about our dear sister Lillian. When she got COVID early part of this year, Sister Lillian was down. Sister Lillian was in the hospital. But oh, she couldn't wait, she said, to get back to the house of God. She knew the saints were praying for her. She knew we were lifting her up in prayer. Oh, but we thank God he brought her through. Amen. Oh, you may be sitting there and you may be saying, well, Sister Renee, some have gotten and some have died and some knew the Lord and died. God did not promise us that all of us would get through. He didn't promise that death wouldn't come to us. He said, many are the afflictions of what? The righteous. But who delivers them from us all? The Lord will deliver us through them all. Praise our God.
Amen.
And if God doesn't see fit to deliver us through it, praise God anyhow. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. See, when your right life is right with Almighty God, if God doesn't deliver you through affliction, you know you're going on to live with Jesus. You're going to rest from your labors.
Amen.
Praise our God. Oh, I thank God for that. We don't have to crawl away in defeat, but we can endure the trials and tests of this life and adversities that the enemy throws in our way. Let us remember this, that it is the mercy and grace of God that will bring us through each and every one of us. Turn with me to Lamentations. Praise our God. The third chapter. And look at what he says in the word of God there. I thank God for his word being on record. You see, saints of God, when we're going through something, we can always go to the word of God and begin to read and see what thus saith the Lord, knowing that our God is able to bring us through. All we got to do is stand on the precious promises of God, get into the word of God, and learn what thus saith the Lord. You know, David said in one of the Psalms, before we get to Lamentation, he said in his affliction. See, David had been afflicted, things had come up against him, and David knew that the affliction
afflictions were from Almighty God because of something David had done. But David knew that through his affliction that he could trust Almighty God. He knew that he could be strengthened in the afflictions that he was going through. And you and I, saints of God, can be strengthened likewise. Why? Because it says in Lamentation 3, verse 22, it said, it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his what? Compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Have you found that to be so? Do you find that the mercies of God are renewed every morning when you get up and rise up off of your bed and you thank God for the dawning of a new day? You know that yesterday's troubles, they seem to be far away. You may say sometimes, Sister Renee, yesterday's troubles follow me into the next day. Well, I say rebuke the enemy of your soul and allow God's mercy and his compassion to be fresh and new every morning in your life. He said, great is his faithfulness. The Lord is my portion. Is God your portion this afternoon? He said, save my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. Where is your hope this afternoon? Is your hope in what's going to happen in the economy? Or do you have your hope in Almighty God? Place your hope in God, and you don't have to worry about what happens in the Supreme Court. You don't have to worry about rulings coming down. Because why? I trust in God. I know he cares for me. Praise our God. And God will bring you through. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that's seeking him. Have you sought out God? Do you love the Lord?
Amen.
Praise our God. He said, it is good that a man should hope, to both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Oh, praise our God. See, hope is in our salvation, saints of God. You're told these words. You know, we think about our salvation and think about how God saved us and how God has blessed us. And our hope is in our salvation. He says in Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 24, these words, for we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why does he yet hope for? Praise our God. Let us spend time praying for souls. Let us spend time asking God to heal them. James 5, verse 16 says, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Do you believe this? Then let us continue to petition God on behalf of others and ourselves. You see, the devil is a determined foe. Oh, he is busy. He is doing everything possible to keep us from doing the things and the will of Almighty God. We need our shield of protection on at all times. We need to stand, therefore, having our loins girt about with truth. Yes. We need to have on the breastplate of righteousness and our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And above all, as Paul instructed in Ephesians 6, he says, taking the shield of faith wherewith we shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Praise our God. Oh, saints of God, let us armor up, praying always with all prayer and supplication. You see, this is how we strengthen our walk with God, through our prayers. Why? Because we battle a determined enemy this afternoon. He wants to prove that our Christian walk is a bunch of smoke and mirrors. He wants to show the world that there is nothing to our profession of faith. He wants to destroy everything of value that is in your life and in mine. He wants to ruin our testimony. If he can get us to turn our eyes off of Jesus and to put things before God, then the enemy has defeated us. Oh, look at what it tells us in Matthew 22. He tells us these words in the Word of God. Turn there for a moment in verse 37 of that scripture. You see, when the enemy tells you, well, you know it's better that you don't have to go to church every Sunday. Oh, you don't have to do this. That means the enemy is telling you,
And you can put things before Almighty God. Oh, you can schedule this on Sunday morning. No, we ought not to be scheduling things that we can schedule during the week on Sunday morning. See, that's how what the enemy is doing right now. You see, I was talking to Brother Scott, Minister Scott, one time, and we were sharing. He said down in their area, he said they had to go out to the schools and speak to them because the schools were setting all the children's basketball games and what is that called, soccer and various things on Sunday at 11 o'clock, and the children were missing out of Sunday school. Why? Because they were at cheerleading practice, basketball. They were at all these various things when they ought to be in the house of God. Why are you saying that, Sister Renee? Look around. The devil is busy. The devil is waging a war against our children. The devil is stealing our children by leaps and bounds. He has them out there on Facebook, Twitter, and all kind of TikTok, hip-hop, whatever it is, and our children are soaking it in. They are out there each and every day. Their minds are so turned on the things that are going on. Many of them can operate this phone better than you and I can. Many of them know more about technology than you and I do. But then when you go in the grocery store and give them a penny, they can't count back your change. Why? Because their mind is on things that it ought not to be. And we've allowed them to focus on these things. Oh, I know it's saints of God. I watch the little ones. Sister Maria has iPads for them. And even the littlest one, when he gets his iPad, he sits there and he just starts to scrolling. When I looked up and saw little Liam scrolling, I said, oh, my. He knows what to push. Cause he has, and she has nothing on there that isn't right that he can't be looking at. But he knows exactly what he wants to listen to. Oh, thanks to God. Our children are what? Weaker and what? Wiser. Weaker to the things of the flesh and wiser to all that's going on out there in the world. They're weak to the things of knowing about God. They don't want to know about God. They will miss out on church for various reasons. And then they turn around and say, well, you know, I can't, I got to go here. I got to go. No, put God first. Why? Because Jesus said in the word of God in Matthew 22:37, he said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Also, Jesus said in Mark 8:34, turn with me there for a moment to that scripture text. He said, and when he had called the people unto him with his disciples, also he said unto them, oh, praise our God. He said, whosoever will come after me. Listen to what Jesus is saying. He said, if you're going to come after me, he said, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. You've got to deny ourselves if we want to follow Jesus Christ, if we want God to bless us. As God has said he would in his word, we've got to turn from this wicked world. We've got to put God first in our lives. He goes on to say, he said, for what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? The devil will have you working overtime,
yeah,
and still not getting ahead.
Yeah.
That's how the devil works. Well, I used to work. I worked 38 years out there, and I know how the enemy works. And the enemy is working overtime right now. He will have you thinking that you got to go out there and keep working and working and working, and you still ain't getting ahead. The more you're out there working, so don't give up on God.
Amen.
Oh, you know they talk about sabbatical leave. Say, hey, I need a sabbatical leave day. Need to be in the house of the Lord praising God for what God has given to us. Yeah, he said in the word of God, if you don't work, you don't eat. But God says you don't put work before him. Praise our God. See, the devil will use whatever tactic he deems necessary to get you and I to fall from our steadfastness.
We're told these words in 1 Peter. Turn with me there for a moment. He says in 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, verse 8, these words. He said, be sober. He said, be vigilant. My. Look at what he's telling us. He said, be sober, be vigilant. Sober means we got to be serious about this walk. Be serious, be vigilant, be alert to what's going on. Be aware because your adversary, oh, my. The devil as a roaring lion walketh about seeking whom he may devour. This is why we need to strengthen our walk with the Lord. To be sober means to get and remain serious about our spiritual walk with the Lord, especially where the devil is concerned. You see, the devil is not a myth. The devil is real. Playing around with the devil is like playing with fire. Remember the old saying that you and I heard when we were growing up as children. If you play with fire, you're going to get burned. Amen? That is the same with the devil. He's nothing to play around with. No, we don't have to fear him as the children of God. Because as saints of God, we have a powerful ally in our corner. And that is Jesus Christ. Just like Peter. Jesus told Peter he had prayed for him. He has prayed for you and I. Look at his words in John 17, verse 9. He said, I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given to me. For they are thine. You think about that. Our Lord and Savior prayed for us. Why did he pray for us? Oh, he knew what was going on in this world. You see, he walked the shores of Galilee. Jesus knew exactly what was going on. He knew everything that was taking place. He can be touched by the infirmities of our prayer. He knows exactly what we're going through. Because he said there, let's go over to John 17 and look at these words. When he was there with his father, I'm going to start there with verse 1 of this scripture. But look at what Jesus said. He said these words, this is what it said. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Jesus says here, Father, the hour is come. He said, glorify thy son, that thy son also may glorify thee. See, the hour was come for Jesus to go to the cross and to die for our sin. He went on to say, as thou hast given him power over all flesh. See, Jesus, remember what God did for him. God gave him power over all flesh that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. He went on to say, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God. You see, if you serve in anything else, you are not serving the true God. He said, in Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Jesus went on to say, I have glorified thee on the earth. See, when he was here, he glorified Almighty God. How about you and I? Are we glorifying God in our walk? Are we living according to the word of God? You see, we oftentimes will say, yeah, the Bible tells us that we are a royal priesthood. And it does say that, saints of God, that you and I are a royal priesthood. We are a chosen generation. We are a holy nation. We are a peculiar people. Well, if we are royal, then let us act like royalty. Amen. He went on to say there, and now, O Father, glorify thou me with thy own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested, meaning I've revealed thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Oh, saints of God, we've been given the word of God. Are we keeping it? Praise our God. No matter what others are doing, you and I need to keep the word of God. That's why he told us to hide thy word away in our heart, that we might not sin against him. Hide it away. Tuck it away, saints of God. We don't know when a time will come when we might not have Bibles. That we need to have as much word tucked away in our heart that we can sustain ourselves. Praise our God. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. See, everything that God has given us in the word of God, it comes from God. Praise our God. He said, for I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me. See, Jesus didn't come here with a different agenda. He came here with the agenda of Almighty God. The three working together, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, all working together in the Trinity.
He said, for I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them and have known surely that I came out from thee. See, when you know Jesus, you know he came from Almighty God. There's no guessing game where Jesus came from. When you're saved, you know you're serving Almighty God. You know you're serving Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Praise our God. He said, I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. All this is when he went on to say, I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou. See, this is a special prayer that was given to us as the church, saints of God. He said, I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in him, in them. Praise God. I want to be the light. I want him to be glorified in me. He said, and now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thy own name those whom thou hast given me. That's why we're not named after every Tom, Dick, and Harry, but we are named the Church of God. He said that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, he said, I kept them in thy name. Oh, we don't need to change the name. The name is the Church, the Church of God, the pillar and ground of all truth. Praise God. He went on to say, those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scriptures might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. He said, I have given them thy word, and the world, come on, saints, has hated them. See, the world is not going to love you. Oh, you tell the world you love Jesus, and oh, they're gonna say all manner of evil against you. But that's all right. That's all right. You're blessed, we're told in another scripture. Don't worry if the world hates you. Be not amazed if they don't like us. Jesus said, I've given them thy word. See, the word, when you have the word of God, God's word condemns the world and what the world is doing. That's why they don't like us. Praise our God. I've given them thy word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world. Oh, saints of God oughtn't to be worldly. We ought not to have all the things that the world has. Oh, brother spoke about this on yesterday. Oh, yeah, we got to have cars and things to get around, a house to live in. We're not living in the wilderness. God wants us to have a home, and there's nothing wrong with enjoying the fruit of God's labor. You go on vacation and do a little family time and all that, but you don't have to be of the world. You don't have to be at every protest that's going on out there in the world. You don't have to be standing with a sign of all the stuff that's going on and all the unrest in the world. You think about it the other day when that ruling came down. Look at all the unrest right now. All over the fact that folks don't want to birth a child that they laid around in fornication and brought to this life. They don't want that child to come to life. That's all it is. And brother mentioned it earlier, I believe it is, brother, either brother Byrene or sister Blake or brother Levester in the prayer, when the Bible says marriage is honorable, the bed undefiled, whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge. Oh, this is not speaking. Hey, some of us were out there in the world, all of us were, and God has saved us. If that was your life before God saved you, now it's under the blood, praise God. He said he has placed your sins as far as the east is from the west. So you don't have to worry about God is not going to remember them anymore. As long as you live and serve Almighty God, all of us were ranked sinners before we became saved. We lived in the world. We were of this world. Let us finish with this scripture, and the Holy Spirit has given me another scripture so we can go to that scripture. He went on to say there, he said, even as I am not of the world, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Then he went on to say, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Turn with me to Titus for a moment. Thank God for the word of God. All of us were out there in the world. Thank God he saved us. First saved us from ourselves. But the enemy was really busy with us. Titus the third chapter says these words. He said, put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. So listen to what he says in verse 3. For we ourselves also were, it's past tense, sometimes foolish. Thanks to God, there were things we were doing out there that was very foolish. And thank God that we didn't die in our foolish sins. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen, brother. Amen. Disobedient, deceived. You see, I got my fair share of whippings. So I was disobedient. I'm not bragging on it. I hear Sister Baxter saying, yes, yes, she got hers too. Amen. Deceived, deserving divers lusts, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in what? Malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. We were out there. But look at what he said. But after that, think of this word saying, the kindness and love of God, praise our God, our Savior toward man appeared. Thank God for God's kindness and the love of God of our Savior toward man appeared. He said, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy. Thank God for mercy and also his grace. He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made what? Heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Yeah. Are you an heir this afternoon?
Praise God.
Praise God. Because if you're not an heir, it means you are still serving divers lust. You're still out there in the world. If you can't say that you're an heir of Jesus Christ, praise our God. Praise our God. Yes, Jesus prayed for us. However, he wants us to recognize who the devil is and what the devil stands for. As we said, he is not our friend, but our enemy and our foe. We cannot fight him in our own strength. That is why we need to have on the whole armor of God. You see, prayer is our protection against Satan. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians 11th chapter. Oh, I thank God for his word. Paul in this passage of scripture was speaking to the Corinthian saints. Look at what he says here in verse 1. He said, would to God ye bear with me a little in my folly. He said, and indeed bear with me. Paul went on to say, for I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. See, this is not the kind of jealousy that's envy. I envy because you got a new car or a new house or something. No, he said godly jealousy. He said, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. Meaning Paul had spoken to them the word of God. He had presented to them Jesus Christ. And now spiritual fornication, and that's what's happening today. There's a lot of spiritual fornication going on. People are trying to mix up and match up with all things that are not of Almighty God. Paul said, for I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. He said, but I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should rust it from the simplicity in Christ, my. You know, as children of God, we are the bride. We don't need to go up and try to hook up with others. We need to stay where we are with Jesus Christ. We don't want to be beguiled at what? See, the devil has tricks. His subtlety, all of his wiles and his tricks are out there. And he's doing everything to change man's heart and man's mind. Jump over to verse 14. You can read the rest of those in your leisure. He went on and he said there in verse 14, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Oh, that's what Satan will do. Satan will come to you and pose things. He knows the word of God. Do you believe that? Oh, he knows the word of God. I encourage you to go back into Genesis and read about how Satan was there speaking to Eve there in the garden and how he began to work in her mind to get her to get off of what thus saith the Lord. See, that's how Satan still works today. You see, the word of God says, you know, we ought not to do thus and so. And then Satan will come back as he did back then. Well, God has said, ye shall not. Oh, God knows. Yes, God does know. That's why God has said it in his word, and we've got to believe God's word as it is. We can't allow Satan to talk to us and to change us and to get us off course with Almighty God. You know, we oftentimes sing a song, and we say, have a little talk with Jesus. We didn't say, have a little talk with the devil.
Amen.
He said, admit yourself to God, and he said, the devil will flee. We gotta tell the devil to get behind us, submit ourselves to Almighty God, and allow God to work in our lives.
Amen.
You see, as we strengthen our walk with the Lord, we will see the path to victory over the devil and all of his imps. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17, to pray without ceasing, meaning we are to pray continually. Also, we read in Ephesians 6, verse 18, to pray always for all saints. Our prayer should be treated similar to our breathing. What are you saying, Sister Renee? We do it naturally.
Yes.
Oh, we breathe freely. Yes. We breathe unexpectedly. And all of us, that's how our prayers ought to be. Praise our God. You see, our spiritual relationship with God will die without prayer. Do you believe that?
Yes.
How often do we go without eating? Not too often, amen?
That's right.
We shouldn't go very often without having a little talk with Jesus. Even in your home with your loved one. You can't go very long without talking to him. Amen? I know Brother Tony says that to me all the time. Sometimes when I say, I'm not talking to you. He say, you're not talking to me today? Okay. But you can't go very long without talking to your loved ones. So if you love God, how do you go very long without talking to him? How do you go without saying to the Lord, praying to Almighty God, and giving thanks to God for all that God has done for you? Giving thanks for him waking you up this morning. Giving thanks for him allowing you to go out and gain, make gain, and have the things that you have in this life. Oh, there's so much to thank God for. Oh, and it's not just about material things. We thank God for our loved ones.
Yes. Amen.
Others need our prayers, saints of God.
Amen.
We can intercede on behalf of them. We can say, we can talk to the Lord God. And, you know, Lord, you know what? You just talk to God.
Thank you.
Lord, you see the things that are going on in this world right now.
Thank you.
I know. You said it in your word. That's how you can talk to God. You can just sit out. And how many know what I'm talking about?
Thank you.
Oh, you just sit down with Almighty God. You don't have to call a prayer meeting every time. You can just sit down and just have a talk with Jesus.
Amen.
You can say, Lord, you know my heart. You know what I'm going through. You know, Lord, I have these desires. I want to live for you. I want to do this. It just seems like every time I try to move ahead, the enemy comes in and I'm moving backwards. But, Lord, I want to press forward in you. What is it, Lord God, in my life that needs to be moved out of the way? Is there something, Lord, that's hindering me from being able to reach your throne? That hinders me from being able to live a righteous and sober life in this present world? If you are honest with God, God will answer.
Amen.
God will come and God will show you. God will tell you, you need to get rid of this. You need to stop doing this. You need to stop going here. You need to stop being in this one's company. God will show you what you need to do to draw closer to Almighty God. Praise our God.
Praise.
You know, they oftentimes used to say, if you look around and think God, something has changed or something has moved, God hasn't moved. He's still in the same place. That means you have moved away from your steadfastness. And God is not hearing your prayers. And God is not answering. The thing that keeps God from hearing and answering our prayers is a three-letter word, and it is sin. Praise our God. Think about it. In Joshua, I believe it is the 7th chapter, when children of Israel were going up against the army of Ai, the little army that they had there, first and foremost, Joshua did not pray to Almighty God. He did not offer up the prayer, because you remember what Moses told him. Remember what Moses told Joshua in the beginning. Turn with me there for a moment to Joshua, the 1st chapter, and look at what Moses had told him. And this applies to you and I today, saints of God. Moses had told Joshua in Joshua, the 1st chapter. He said to him in the word of God, he said, he told him there in verse 2, Moses, my servant. This is what the Lord said. Let's start with verse 1. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun. I said Moses, but it was the Lord, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. See, God had spoken to him and let him know that you are now in charge. You are to go over to the Jordan, thou and all the people. He said, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. Look at what he said, from the wilderness in this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the Gulf. Going down of the sun shall be your coast. You see, God let him know all of this belonged to you, Joshua. He said, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with. Do you believe God is with us, saints? As he was with the saints of God that were here of old, God is still with you and I today. He said, I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. He told him, be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto thy fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou may observest to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. He went on to tell him, he said, turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. And then he said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. But we know later on, saints of God, you're told, and I ask you to read in your leisure these scriptures in between and all the way up to Joshua 7. Israel had sinned. And Israel had transgressed against God. And before that, Joshua was going up. They were going up against the army of Ai. But Joshua, they returned to Joshua. And they said unto him, let not all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and smite Ai. I'm in verse 3 of Joshua 7. He said, and make all thy people to labor thither, for they are but few. You see, Joshua didn't call on God. But see, if Joshua would have called on God before he went up, knowing what God had told him, he would have known that there was sin in the camp. Israel had sinned. As you read on, in verse 11, it said Israel had sinned. And they had also transgressed against God's law. And he went on to say, therefore, the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned their backs before their enemies because they were accursed. See, when they went up against that army of Ai, they were defeated because there was sin in the camp. What are you saying, Sister Renee? As a body of Christ, we are one in Jesus Christ. We are brothers and sisters together. And we are praying to Almighty God for God to do a work in us, a work in this house of God. And all of us are responsible to one another. That's why we can't have any sin in the camp. We got to make sure we search ourselves and make sure that we are all living according to the word of God. Because, see, if I'm sinning, saints of God, I'm hindering the prayers from going forth. If I'm sinning and I'm using myself, if I'm sinning, I'm hindering the thing that God would have for the house of God to do and to move forward in Almighty God. Do we believe that? Do we believe that we are brothers and sisters, one another? We love one another, but we've got to make sure that we are all living according to the word of God. Praise our God. If we want God to continue to answer our prayers. Praise our God. Paul knew humility. Some of the scriptures that we read, he knew he needed the prayers of others and he asked for them. As I was looking at the scriptures and studying for this message, also am motivated to humble myself and seek the prayers of others. Paul oftentimes prayed constantly for others. He told the Colossian believers that he prayed for them in Colossians 1, verse 9. Paul didn't assume that the Colossian believers would automatically keep growing in their spiritual knowledge and wisdom, but Paul prayed for them. God tells us to lift one another up. I don't know about you, but we need one another to get through this life. Praise our God. To get through afflictions, to get through temptations. God tells us to pray for one another. God never tells us to do anything he doesn't intend to respond to. I believe that, saint. He would not tell us to pray for one another if he didn't intend to answer those prayers.
That's right. Amen.
Prayer is one of the most powerful things that we can do with our lives. Praise our God. Prayer is very important in our Christian walk with God. Prayer changes us in our walk with Jesus Christ. You see, prayer is a precious privilege that God has afforded to his people. Do you believe that? Oh, thank God for the privilege of prayer. Hebrews 4, verse 16 says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. What a privilege it is to have an open door into God's presence and to be able to call upon God, to seek God's face for ourselves and others. That is a privilege in itself, thanks to God, to have that open door into the throne of grace. You think about it, not everybody has that, but you and I do. We have that privilege to go into Almighty God. You and I have been invited into God's presence to call upon him on behalf of ourselves and on behalf of others, excuse me, to have his precious promises that God will hear us, God will answer us when
praise
we call
God.
Unto Almighty God. I believe
praise
in my heart,
God.
Saints of God, that is a wonderful thing for us. Let us use this privilege
yes.
that we've been given to the glory and honor of God.
Yes.
Praise our God.
Yes.
I truly want to thank the Lord. I know we're going to have to close, saints of God, but there's so much more, as I shared with you at the beginning, that God would have for us to speak about. But I do want to say I thank the Lord for even on yesterday. I thank God for the message that God blessed Brother Byron with. I thank God for the message on eternity, on eternal life, and on everlasting life. I thank God for that message. I thank God for those who were here that were listening and hearing. As brother said in the message when he was preaching, he said that the grave is not the end. Oh, the Bible tells us in Hebrews the 9th chapter, verse 27, and it's appointed unto man once to die, and after this the judgment. So the grave is not the end. But brother spoke about eternity. He spoke about everlasting life. He spoke about eternal life. And eternal life only comes in knowing Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Oh, there is so much that was given to us yesterday. And there's so much that is still left in this message. But due to time, you know, we trust in the Lord will allow us another opportunity to come back on next Lord's Day to finish up what God has given to us. God bless you is my prayer.
Praise.
Amen. Amen.
Praise our God.
Praise our God.
Amen. Amen. Thank God. Thank God for this message. Praise our God. Entering God's presence on behalf of others. Praise God. And as she said, our soul has to be so that we can get a prayer through for ourselves and for others. And we know that on Tuesdays at 10:30, when we have intercessory prayer and we're coming and we're praying for souls, we're praying for our loved ones. We're praying for the saints.
Amen.
In order to do that, we have to enter God's presence.
Amen.
Yeah, this message, entering God's presence on behalf of others. And I was looking down at my Bible, and I glanced up, and Brother Maurice was standing at the back and pointing. And I looked up, and such joy filled my heart. Because on those Tuesdays, we call out names, saints. We call them, we name names for those that we're praying for. So many times I've named the names of my nephews, Brandon and Cameron. So many times I'm praying that the Lord would speak to their hearts and bless them. And I had the opportunity Friday before when we were watching the Bible study in Zanesville, and my sister Lillian called and said, someone I want you to speak to. And I said, well, I'm watching the Bible study from Zanesville. She said, no, just speak. And the voice that I heard on the other end of the phone was my nephew, Brandon. And I said, well, praise God.
Amen.
And we spoke for quite a little while, and during that time, I said, well, you know, Come on out to the house of God. Come hear the message. Come. And I said, I know he said he worked on weekends. They had him where he was working. I had him working on weekends. I said, but if they give you a time off, just come. I said, you know where you used to sit when you used to come with Mama, my mother. I said, you know the way around the building. Just come. And he said, well, and I saw Brother Maurice standing at the back pointing. And I looked up, and there's my nephew, Brandon.
Praise God.
God answers prayer.
Amen.
God answers when we enter God's presence on behalf of others.
Amen.
And I was bringing
my nephews
to the Lord. And I've been talking with him on the phone, and he was asking me, how long has it been since I've seen you? And he said, he's been 2016, 6 years. And I thank God.
Amen.
See, that's why when I had to go down, yes, and I had to put my arms around him.
Yes.
God answers prayer.
Yes, he does.
God answers prayer.
Amen.
And I look at him, and I thought, yeah, how close in age he and Sister Maria are. I think Sister Maria has him by a couple of months. her birthday's in November, and then he follows her age in the following January. I thank God for answering prayer.
Amen.
So this message, That's the method. Entering God's presence on behalf of others. When we get down and we pray
Amen.
To God
Amen.
On behalf, we bring our loved
Amen.
Ones
and
Amen. We continue to pray and we continue to lift up their names before God. I know we're supposed to recognize visitors at the end, but this is God
Amen.
Has answered prayer
Amen.
In our midst
Amen.
Today.
Amen.
And I
Amen.
Give God the glory
God.
And the praise for it
Amen.
All. And I thank God.
Thank God.
And so let us be encouraged. And this message
right.
that was given to us
yes.
this morning, let us take it to heart.
Yes.
Let us continue to enter God's presence on behalf of others because God is answering prayer. God is moving.
Yes.
And I thank God. I love you, Brandon.
Amen.
So glad to
Amen.
See you this morning. Thank God for answering prayer. And he said, and I invite us to come on, sister. He said, well, I might. But I thank God because it has only been maybe 2 weeks.
Yes.
No, or a week and a few days since I spoke with him on the phone, and he is here this morning.
Praise God.
I thank God for that.
Amen.
I give glory to God
Amen.
for his blessings.
Amen.
And that's so and those who have been on the phone for the intercessory prayer or those who have been here
yes.
know how been lifting up in prayer.
Yes.
So let us continue to
Amen.
Pray for our loved ones.
Amen.
Pray for those we may not have seen them, but we're not going to lose hope.
Amen.
We're not going to lose hope.
Amen.
And we just continue to pray for our loved ones. Let's enter God's presence on behalf of others. Praise our God. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Yes, Maria. Yes.
Amen.
Prayer conditioning. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Maria. Oh, praise our God. Amen. Pastor said our prayers ought to be like breathing.
Yes.
Amen. And we know that in a medical sense, if you stop breathing, but they check your vital signs,
yes.
if you're not breathing, that's trouble.
Yes.
If we're not praying, that's trouble. So let us, our prayers ought to be like breathing. It ought to be one of the vital signs of our salvation. Amen. Thank God. Thank God
Amen.
For his blessings. So some of you, many of you know Brandon from the time he was little guy. I know Brother Robert knows him real well. Amen. Praise our God. And some, there's so many cousins that he has in here as well. But we thank God. God is manifesting his power.
Amen.
Not just today, but there have been others that we have prayed
yes.
for, and they have come through the doors.
Yes.
And so we
yes.
know that God is able to bless and to lead and direct the lives of those that we've been praying for. So let us continue to lift them up in prayer. Amen. And thank God for this message today.
Amen.
This is God, the message that was preached, we see it's in action. Today, this is a manifest. His presence and is a manifestation of God's, the truth of God's word,
yes.
and how God is able to move. Amen. What shall we sing?
Great.
Shall we stand? Number 482 in the worship of the Lord. Thank you, Sister India, for the tissue.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Take time to be holy. Be walk with my God. Find rest in him always. Make friends of God's children, help
Brother Levester says it takes time to be holy. Amen. Nothing's not just throw something up against the wall and keep on moving. But it takes time to be holy. And it says speak often with God. Amen. It should be like breathing, just as the message says. And if we do that, we will find rest in him always. And we'll read his word. We will feed on his word. And it will nourish us and strengthen us. Mm-hmm. Amen. Make friends of God's children. We ought to want to be, if we're a saved person, we ought to want to be around other saved people. Amen. Praise we should God. Not prefer the company of the world over the company of the saints.
Praise
Amen.
God. Amen.
Amen. Because this is where we get our encouragement. We get strengthened. We get nourished. We encourage one another.
Amen.
Amen. And many times this is the only place we can get some peace.
Amen.
Because folks out in the world are, you know, will mess with you.
Yeah.
But the saints won't. The saints will encourage
Amen.
You and strengthen you. Amen. And it says help those who are weak. There are those who may be struggling. In their Christian experience, there may be a struggle. Those who are unsaved but struggling want to be saved,
mm-hmm.
but don't know how. Or everywhere they go out there, they get discouraged. And they need to be in the company of the saints to know what God requires of them, to learn how to be saved.
Amen.
And to always seek the blessings of the Lord. And that second verse is certainly true. Take time to be holy. The world rushes on because the world's going to rush on by. But we need to spend time with the Lord Jesus, with Jesus alone, because that's the only way we're going to learn how to be like him. Amen. We know when he comes, we'd better be like him, because when we see him as he is, if we're not like him, if we're not saved, if we're not living holy, then where he is, we cannot come. Jesus said so. And when we are saved, others will see a difference in our lives. It says, your friends in your conduct, his likeness will see. So if we're going to be in Christ, we've got to be a new creature.
Amen.
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 Because that the world serves up is only going to end in death and destruction. But in the Lord Jesus Christ, we can have life and have it more abundantly. Amen. Amen. Is there any that will say, just pray for me?
Amen.
Pray. Amen. Amen. Pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank God. Amen. It takes time. Jesus said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. So if you find that the things that the world offers are not giving you rest, because they can't satisfy.
Amen.
But Jesus said, when we learn of him and we learn how to live before we die, then we can be his.
Amen.
Amen. All the upraised hands. Amen. We'll sing that third verse.
Take time to be holy. Let him be your guide. And run not before him. Yeah.
Amen. Take the time now, because eternity is a whole lot longer than just time.
Amen.
Time you can keep on a clock, on a watch, even on your cell phone. Cell phone automatically has time on it when you look at the screen. Even when daylight savings time changes, your phone changes automatically. You don't have to do anything. But eternity,
forever.
That's a whole different thing. Amen. And someday there will be time no longer. There will only be eternity when Jesus comes. So where will our soul be? That's why we have to make sure now that our soul is right with God.
Amen.
Right now. Amen. Shall we look to the Lord in prayer? Thank the Lord for the message received.
Amen.
Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, dear God, Lord, with thankfulness in our hearts, dear God, thanking you, Lord, for your word, knowing, dear God, that, Lord, because, Lord, you have redeemed us, Lord, we can enter into your presence, dear God, Lord, and pray, Lord, not only for ourselves, dear God, but for others, dear God. Father, if we're saved now, dear God, we don't want, dear Father, to be the only one saved. Lord, we want others saved, dear God, as well. We want to bring others with us, dear God. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, that you'd remember each upraised hand, dear Father. Lord, we want to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, dear Father. Lord, we want to be able, Lord, to live for you in this world, dear Father. Lord, knowing, dear God, the Lord, that what your word requires of us. Lord, you created mankind, dear God. Lord, you made this great plan of salvation, dear God, that we may be made free from sin and self. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, dear God, to take your word, Lord, into our hearts. Help us, Lord, to meditate on it, dear God, to feed on it, Lord, to consider, Lord, the words that your spirit told us, dear God, through Pastor Jenkins. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to always seek your face. Help us, Lord, to be always found calling upon your name, dear God. Lord, not only for ourselves, dear God, Lord, that we would walk according to your word. Lord, that we would search ourselves according to the truth of your word, dear God. Lord, that we might not be found, Lord, to offend in any way, dear God. Lord, that we might not leave the path, Lord, that your word calls for us to walk in. Lord, but Lord, that we also, Lord, may be able, Lord, to send up a prayer to your throne, Lord, on behalf of other souls, dear God, that we're praying for. And help us, Lord, Father, not to be weary in well-doing. Lord, help us, Lord, not to be weary in praying for others. For, Lord, you said in due season we would reap if we faint not. So, Lord, help us, Lord, not to faint, Lord, in our living for thee. Help us, Lord, not to faint in our praying for, Lord, for ourselves and for others, dear God. Lord, that, Father, souls, Lord, might be saved, dear God. For, Lord, as we look around, Lord, and we see all that is happening, dear God. Lord, as we see, Lord, shootings happening, dear Father. Lord, people shooting from their cars and shooting at other cars, dear God. Father, we realize, dear God, Father, that we're in this world, dear God. And so, Father, at any time, Lord, there may be a shootout, dear God. We may be in our own cars, dear Father. Be caught in a crossfire. Lord, help us, Lord, to prepare ourselves, dear God, now, dear Lord, Father, so that whatever death does come, Lord, to these bodies, Lord, we can be assured, dear God, Lord, that we have a home eternal in the heavens, dear God, because we have made, Lord, our heart right with thee right now. Help us, dear God, to walk worthy, dear God. Help us, Lord, to consider, Lord, our one and only soul, even as Pastor Jenkins gave us the scripture, for it is appointed unto man once to die, and after this the judgment. So, Lord, we were not put here to stay always in these bodies, dear God, but our soul is going to have to spend eternity somewhere.
Help us, dear God, to believe that and settle it, dear God. Help us, dear Father, Lord, to stand on your word. Help us, Lord, to seek your face, because we know, Lord, that the only escape, dear God, Lord, is in salvation through Christ Jesus. Have your way, dear God. Lord, remember each upraised hand, Lord, and there were many hands, dear God, that were raised, dear God, that said, remember me in prayer. And Lord, some we have already been praying for, and Lord, we will continue to pray. Lord, we just thank you, dear God, for your word, and Lord, what your word has spoken to our hearts this day, dear Father. Help us, Lord, to be strong. Help us to be encouraged. Help us, Lord, to be always abounding in the work of the Lord. Lord, for you said, inasmuch as we know that our labor is not in vain in thee, have your way. And Lord, we thank you, dear God, Lord, for the souls that have come today. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, we give a special thank you, dear God, Lord, for Brandon Allison, Lord, who is here this day. We thank you, Lord, just for answering our prayers, Lord, for the joy, Father. Lord, that you've given us, Lord, even in answering our prayer. And that assures us, dear God, Lord, that you do hear. And, Lord, you are moving, dear God. Have your way, Lord, and continue to he raised his hand along with others, dear God. Lord, remember, Lord, each upraised hand. We pray, dear God, that you continue to bless his children, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord, we pray for them on Tuesdays also, dear God, because we know we've talked about the clusters of families, Lord, that we've got parents, dear God, and their children, Lord, along with them. And so we're praying, dear God, for these clusters of souls, dear Father. Lord, and not his only, dear God, but others, Lord. Father, my other nephew also, dear God, remember him, dear God, in the name of Jesus, because we lift up his name to thee also, dear Father. Lord, and so many of our loved ones and cousins and nieces and nephews, dear God, friends, dear Father, Lord, acquaintances, co-workers, dear God. Father, we're praying, Lord, that you would speak to their hearts, dear God. Lord, those who are listening to this service, dear God, on the phone, dear God, or on the online, dear God. Father, if they don't know you in the pardon of their sins, Father, we pray, dear God, Lord, that this message would go forth, Lord, and touch their very hearts, dear God. Cause them, Lord, to think on their soul, dear Father. Lord, cause them to think, dear God, on your mercy and your love and your kindness and your compassion that Pastor Jenkins preached about, dear God. Lord, how much you love them, dear God. And Lord, how you dearly, dear God, want them to come to you, dear God, for salvation. Lord, we're praying, dear God, that you would speak to their hearts, Lord, if they're listening online or listening on the phone, however, Lord, they've received this message, dear God. Lord, continue to, Lord, talk to their hearts, Lord, even when this service ends, dear Father. We pray, Lord, that your spirit will continue to preach to their hearts, dear God. Lord, that they would consider, Lord, their own soul, dear God. And Lord, the invitation, dear God, that has been made to them, dear God, that they might be too, that they too might be saved. Have your way, Lord, and make us a blessing. And Lord, once again, we thank you, dear God, for your word. We thank you for Pastor Jenkins. Lord, we just thank you, dear God, for all that you have done for us. Continue to have your way in us, Lord, and bless us. As we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise our God. Amen. For anyone who would like to express themselves before we have the reading of the announcement. Yes, Sister Holm.
Thank the Lord for the message this morning. And I hold on to the Lord Jesus with all these years. And it has encouraged me and kept me to the point that I continue to look for him. In the name of Jesus, I pray. And thank you for your prayers, every one of you.
Amen.
On my path.
Amen. 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 God bless you, Sister Holm.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Sister Lillian? Sister Lillian?
Yes.
Our baby is here.
Okay.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Praise God. Thank the Lord. Amen. Thank God. Thank God for the message.
Amen.
And the messenger.
Amen.
Amen. We have a letter for announcements for Sunday, June 26, 2022. We have a letter from New Covenant Community Church of God, 10853 Sharondale Road, Cincinnati, Ohio. It says, Reverend James E. Cooley, Sr., Senior Pastor, Jenkins, Wayne Avenue, Church of God. We, the Benevolence Missions Committee of the New Covenant Community Church of God, greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our prayer that all is well with you, your family, and your church family. This is an official letter of appreciation for your speaking engagement with us for our annual Sacrificial Giving Day on Sunday, June 5th, 2022. Your message was a tremendous blessing and challenge for all of us. You covered deep and usual areas of consideration with regard to cheerful giving, particularly at home and for those closest to us. Thank you for allowing the Lord to use you in such a dynamic way. We are also grateful for your recent tithe gift offering from the amount of honorarium which you received. Even in that, you are teaching us to do the work of the Lord decently and in order. Again, thank you for the monetary blessing and for the hotel and travel expenses which you and your husband incurred. Pastor Cooley acknowledged your recent gift on this past Sunday. Continue to pray for our pastor and congregation, as we shall for you and your congregation at Wayne Avenue. Sincerely in Christ, Sister Agnes Terry, Chairperson, Benevolence Missions Committee, Sister Edna Walker, Co-Chairperson, Benevolence Missions Committee, carbon copy, Reverend James E. Cooley, Sr., Pastor. Amen, amen. The meditation for today was in Romans chapter 12, verses 6 and 7. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching. Amen. Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. We are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints, that God will keep them in his care. Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Choir rehearsal next Sunday following morning service. November turkey giveaway canister is always open for donations. Wednesday night Bible study will be at 7 p.m. by phone. Remember to turn your phone off 1 hour before service, then turn it back on, and please mute your phones. And please pray for Brother Byron Johnson, our teacher, on Wednesday night Bible study. Happy birthday blessings to Sister Regina Cunningham, June 26th, today. Happy birthday, Sister Regina. Amen. And also birthday blessings to Mr. Joby McElroy, July 1st, which I believe is Friday. Amen, amen. We thank God for blessing our bus drivers. We thank God for blessing Sister Melita today. And please lift up Sister Millicent McElroy and Brother Thomas Mann We're scheduled to drive the bus on next Lord's Day on Sunday, which will be July the 3rd. My, my, my. Amen. Our thought for today, a day hemmed in prayer never unravels. Amen. Everything pointed to prayer. Everything pointed to prayer. The message, the saying that Sister Maria brought, that she saw on a church marquee, that this building is prayer conditioned. Amen, amen. Thank the Lord. Well, we've had a good meal today, have we not? Good spiritual meal. Amen, amen. And yesterday. Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. Again, so good to see each one. Brandon, so good to see you. Did you want to express yourself? Have anything to say? Amen. Amen. We love you. Sister India, we were praying for you to arrive safely. We thank God that you made it. We knew that you were working and had to come from work. And when the Lord brings you through something, you got to shout. There's some people that just jump up and down, make a lot of noise. No, but the Lord has brought you through. Amen. You can't contain through it all. I've learned to trust in Jesus and learn to trust in God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. If all minds are clear, shall we stand?
Amen.
Praise our God. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Sister Maria, would you dismiss us with prayer, please? Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Praise God.